You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. And sometimes it's hilarious, sometimes it's intense.
It's Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude? Podcast. No topics, no directions, but I love doing it.
On riotcast.com.
All right, what's up? We're live. Afternoon. We're live. Shut the fuck up. Let me just get this out.
I want to know if we're live or not.
We're live.
No, my Just for Better is not dry yet.
Oh, it's dry. We're live. Scopo, go around the room and tell everybody who's here.
All right, to your left, we have Marina Franklin, everybody. First time on the show.
First time, Marina Franklin.
Yes, thanks
for having
me.
From the very popular podcast.
It's Friends Like Us.
It's Friends Like Us.
Bitches Who Kill.
Friends Like Us podcast.
Oh, I thought it was Bitches Who Kill
Featuring
podcast.
Women of color.
First of all, how could it be that?
Well, we do. At least one of us in the group.
Bitches Who Fucking Kill once in a while. if the crowd is right.
So it's called Bitches Who Circumstantially
Kill? You know that's
kill?
Not true. Shut up, Mr. Blowjob.
Jesus Christ! Here,
that's your
I haven't been introduced
that's
yet.
That's your go-to.
Let him introduce.
He got to go around the room. He's on the road.
You don't have to go to your left. It's not TV.
No, we're on TV.
Yeah.
There's five cameras.
You don't know that they can see you. They can see you. Your stupid Jessamine dripping off your face. You wet Monet painting.
We have a close-up camera on you right now. Right there. That's your camera right there. Can somebody help old man with his microphone, please?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, my God. You just stink. It's in your face.
It's
blocking
on his forehead.
Now it's just blocking. There you go. Now,
thank you, man.
But talk into it.
The Indian
move it.
Dude came in.
He's not Indian.
He's Indian.
No, he's Pakistani.
No, oh, shit. Go with Indian.
No, I'm kidding. He's Indian.
Don't you dare call me Pakistani.
I know. I'm sorry. I said that and I literally looked out the side of my phone. All right, so go ahead, Scuba. Who else we got?
Back. Monroe Martin's back here.
Hey,
Monroe.
What's up, buddy?
Blowing up.
Monroe, man. With his shirt buttoned up to his Adam's apple.
I'm trying to stay safe for
He really dresses like a preacher from Little House on the Prairie. Fuck.
If he didn't stutter, it'd be better.
Ah, shut up, I know. Uh-huh. Monroe, you're blowing up. What happened? So last time you were here, you were fucking nothing.
Fighting you.
I'm still nothing.
Now you got a bunch of shit going on.
He's got some stuff
going
on.
Right?
Illuminati. That's all
the stuff
saying.
That Pete Davidson turned down, he's got now.
Which is a lot. Pete Davidson turned down a lot. This motherfucker's got a lot.
I'm scooping everything up.
Fucking goddamn, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Scooping off. And then let's skip the special guest this
Martin
week.
Lawrence.
Let's go to
Drippy Face Martin Lawrence to my right.
Let's go to
Chris Cotton's here. Chris back.
Cotton. Where's Ben? Chris Cotton from?
Philly.
Africa.
Jesus Christ.
He looks like a fat warlord from Nigeria.
I had to put these I had to put these extra lights underneath the table on so we could catch him on the video.
I got stuff. Announce my stuff. Come on.
What do you have?
Oh, boy. Announce my stuff. Make me feel
about it. He's a co-host of the Artie Lang podcast. I said regular last week, and he bitched me out
it. No, I don't show. I show up every time.
That's great. So you have to go to what fucking ferry do you take?
I take the ferry right across to Hoboken.
Yeah, ferry right over to Hoboken.
Oh, it's nice.
How's his apartment? How's Artie's pad?
It's actually very nice, and a lot of sandwiches. The fridge always stocked.
I got sandwiches over. Hey, it's good to have another fat guy around. You know, that way, if you see me doing heroin, slap it out of my hand.
That's a great artist.
Yeah, that's a fucking great guy. He's fat, black, like me. He's just I made that racist joke about the black chicks. Now I got him here. I can make as many black jokes as I want.
Oh, they flow freely. Just, you know.
I just used an A at the end of the word instead of an ER. Fucking Artie Lang. Give me a sandwich.
All right, so, and then, of course, we have, one of my closest, a good friend.
Come on, man. We're great friends.
He's one of my closest friends. And he's got a very special, you know, this is how fucking, you know, much I love you and hate you. You're here today to promote your special, your one-hour special. Your first one.
First hour special, baby.
First one in fucking 40 years.
42. 42 years.
I'm sorry.
42. Get it right.
42 years it took
you. And my first special, I didn't have Jeff Smith in.
You didn't need it because you were 22. And but your special, you told me, was tonight.
Yeah, no, it's tomorrow.
Yeah, you told me, you dumb.
I wanted to say that to you to make you feel good because yours is at midnight. I got a special, special, special.
What the fuck's that?
And mine's at 11 o'clock.
What the fuck's that mean?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, mine was at... It really is special. You got... It really bugged me because... I'm watching the ad yesterday. I see a little thing on Twitter and has little Kev. I'm like, oh, what's little Kev up to? Oh, announcing this jackass's special.
Absolutely.
He literally goes out at the beginning of it and says, the number one comic in the world, not the the world right now.
Yeah.
This little fucking modeling next to the Great Wall of China, leaning up against the fucking.
Did you see him in GQ?
Dude, this cock.
Ms. Health?
He's in everything.
Yeah. He can't do, and you know what? I want to hate him. I see his Instagram come up. I want to hate it, but he's so fucking likable. He just like, I catch myself smiling.
And it
just
hey, makes, y'all, Scooby Doo, like me.
And he does that bounce.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something, people. I come in my room, and there's a dog on the bed. And my wife, where am I going to sleep? Shut the fuck up. Why do I love you so much? I can't. I want to watch it over. I watch it three times.
Every time he does it, they give him another movie. Hey, Kev has had a movie in 2 minutes. Just give him another one. Yeah, what do you say?
Hey, let's give Kev a movie with every funny white guy that's had a movie.
Whoa!
Fucking Christ. He just had a movie come out a week ago. Now he's promoting another one with another fat, dumpy white guy.
Oh, he had another. I didn't see the promo for the new one.
No, get Hard. You didn't see
get
the
Hard.
Get Hard.
Oh, shit.
It looks good. It looks funny. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it is funny.
Will Ferrell.
Cocksucker's going to. Here's the thing. Now, Keith, you're doing your special.
Absolutely.
Little Kev
man.
Comes out and literally gives him, like, that's like the president fucking saying, you know, this guy's cool.
He's good.
Comes out and says, yo, this motherfucker, I wouldn't be who I am.
Absolutely.
Unless this motherfucker wasn't as, if he was good, I wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. But since he wasn't as good as me, he helped me come here. That's kind of what he said, right?
So you call him Keith the Mickey of comedy? He's the Mickey of comedy?
I train a good comic.
He had a shot. He had one shot.
I train a good comic.
Little Kevin a fucking in a yard with a chicken. He shits like lightning. And crap thunder. Come on, you little fucking maggot.
Holy shit. Where did you get these voices?
I know.
Him and Soda.
I've been taking Dan Soda's class. It's every Wednesday at Creek in the Cave.
I've never heard. He's had every voice available, and they were good.
They're on point.
Tell him Mickey sent you.
Yeah. Hanging out with a roly-poly black guy helps you fucking do these imitations, Robinson. Fucking guy.
That voice has turned me on,
I know. Fucking this. This what? Is why I fucking. Remember, I can't. This is why I don't like her. Okay.
Oh, Marina?
Yeah. I don't like her because of this. I can't put my finger on this crazy broad. I've been trying to figure her out for years.
She's nutty as hell.
And you can't.
I love you, though, Robert. I absolutely adore you.
I love you, too.
Look what she's doing to you, stupid. She's just hypnotizing. I love you, Robert. I love you, too.
I
don't know why I like I love you. I love you, too.
I think I'm going to have you on my show. You're going to be my co-host.
Oh, so I could be the black chick? Like,
you'll be Robin.
Robin. I'm not as smart as Robin, though. That's the problem. I'll mess up.
You don't have to. We know. I was going to assume that.
No, but I told him yesterday I had a crush on Artie.
She told me yesterday she has a crush on Artie Lang.
Really? Like a real question?
Which I don't mind. But then here's the thing. She doesn't have one on me. She said I'm a
different... Because you used to be.
But she says I'm a different type of fat guy.
Yeah, you. But
you're used to be hot guy. Fat
you
guy.
Used to be a hot dude, so now she sees you there. It's no crush.
No,
on
that's yeah. not what it is. It it's is just it. He's not my type of fat guy.
What the fuck fat am I? What?
You are a different type of
come
fat.
Come on,
guy.
You're a different type of fat. I'm acting like you don't know what she means. It's yeah. different types of fat.
Listen. First of all, you're fat and I'm fat.
I'm fat. And I'm a different type of fat than you.
What the? How different?
That's the type of fat I'm not. Yeah. That's fat. What, you heard what? That?
Chris is fat.
I'm not fucking choking to talk fat. That's what
You're not acid reflux fat.
You tell me what makes us different.
That's because I'm not supposed to be fat, and that's my body saying, you're not supposed to be here. And you don't have it because you're meant to
my
be fat.
My body had this
but
from
that's
day
why
one.
She likes Artie because he was always fat.
Chris was born fat.
Chris has been a dumb fuck.
He was born with diabetes.
I came out with a foot miss.
He has diabetes, but it doesn't affect him. His body learned to fucking deal with it. That's his X-Men
power. He was born in a toilet.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You didn't even ease that in. What
he's
the
born
fuck?
Right in fucking
I seen
toilet.
It in his eyes. He was just like, I'm coming.
Wait a minute. He told me the other night. He told me the other night. He's like, I was born in a toilet.
Wait, stop.
Not
stop.
A shitty neighborhood.
Hang on.
Fucking toilet.
That's
who? He was
born in a toilet and a shitty neighborhood.
A shitty neighborhood toilet.
Chris, were you really born in a toilet?
Yeah.
Now, I don't,
how can we verify that?
Was it like a Johnny on the spot or like an actual...
Was your mom at a prom? What?
The dumpster was taken, so she had to go somewhere.
Chris, I'm serious. I want to know: is this true? Were you
this
born
is a true,
in
this is a true
now? Why were you
story.
Now? Why were you born in a toilet? Was your mother taking a road gig? Was she on the road?
The more important: why would they even tell you that?
It's the story. It's the family story. You can. I was. I know. Since I was a kid.
Was everybody else born in a toilet?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, is it a tradition?
Your brother was born in the bucket.
wait. He had an outhouse.
Wait a minute. This is real. You were really real. Born in a toilet.
Hang on, Chris. So your mom. Why in the toilet though? Was she? Were you on the road? Was she on a? Was she on a Greyhound?
She had to take a shit. And I came. I slid right
out.
No. That's the truth. The story.
So your mom had to take a shit.
She had to take a shit.
Okay. She's
all this for a shit joke, Chris.
Come on.
This is no joke.
Was she also heavy like you and didn't
small.
Know she was pregnant?
Mom was small.
You
called my mom a fat bitch? Come on, Maria.
Where does that get?
I heard it.
No,
I
she
heard
called, it stop. She called your mom a dumb fat bitch. She just thought she was fat.
Did she not know she was pregnant? And she was,
let a dude come on her and fucking didn't know she was pregnant.
My dad was there.
I was just taking a shit.
He was in the bathroom too?
No, not there. No, my dad was like, he's around though.
I ate at Subway and I had to take a shit. And then a baby came out. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Somebody left this.
I guess
in
I'm gonna name it Chris.
So she was in a bathroom and she didn't give birth in the bathroom.
She gave birth in the shitter.
You can't wait a second.
Started coming out of her puss, and she of course she didn't. Got off the
so
toilet.
So she was actually so dilating.
You had no doctor.
No doctor.
So her,
they came and
can
got
I say something?
So were you a small baby? And just like
I don't know.
No.
Can I say something though? Small. I want to say something. I want to say that when a woman and Keith, you know this, you've had a son.
Yes.
The vagina, the vagina has to dilate. The has
okay,
to open up.
This is why the details of that are shifty because
does your mom have a big vagina?
No,
because that's the only way you
no,
have
no.
A...
The reason why it would be different is because my mom had multiple sclerosis, right? So her nervous system.
Stop!
No, no, no!
Okay, wait a minute!
This is just science.
Your mom has MS.
Yeah. So that means. Yeah, that means at
that
the time
MS
her
is?
Nervous system was haywire. So that day she wasn't able to walk,
right.
So she couldn't feel that.
How's she gonna shit if she can't walk?
She had to shit. I
somebody
mean, she
took her
go
to the bathroom.
No,
her in
she,
there.
Feel her inside.
No, she was upstairs. She was upstairs, and she had like a walker.
So
she
wasn't
like,
that
out? Like her nervous system at the time wasn't going. So
but
she was
so
like,
oh wait a minute, I gotta back you up because people listening, I need them to get the details. So it's not at a sizzler. It's at, or a bathroom.
No, it was at the house.
It's at your
house. Sizzler for you. Think all black people go to sizzler?
They don't even exist anymore.
First of all, it's not black people. It's fucking Koreans and Mexicans that go to sizzler. Get
in
your
LA.
Racism right, okay? No, I'm so it's at your house.
At
so she
house.
Goes in to use the bathroom to take a poop.
Yeah, and
then you came out.
And I just
in the, right was, out. But did you come out with poop?
Did the poop still come out?
This is what she said. And I asked her those details.
Is that why your color skin is?
I came out with war paint on my.
But women shit when they give them birth.
They
anyway,
do shit.
So
women do that happens a lot. But
no, I know.
According to what my mom said, this is what she said. I don't believe when I told her. She said two things. First of all, she didn't get anything out. It was just me first. Nothing else came out.
Right.
Didn't believe that. And right. She also said I didn't touch the water. Another thing I didn't.
She shit about. On your chest.
You didn't touch the water because you didn't fit. You fucking stuck.
He got to the rim.
You stuck.
Holding on to the rim.
How adorable that! Just see a chunky baby just stuck in the toilet.
Oh, so it wasn't trying to. It wasn't trying to get rid of you. It was just.
I think she was trying to get rid of him. To
oh,
try
no.
to flush him. Try to get rid of the evidence.
Not
so,
today.
So you came out in the toilet. You didn't
yeah,
go in the
I
water.
Came out, I came out, according to her, I didn't touch it. I don't
But
believe
she didn't
it.
Have any help. Did someone come up? And I mean,
yeah, it was a story after that. And then she like went to the room.
Did she know that she could get off the toilet? She didn't have to stay there? Like she didn't
oh,
have
she got off the toilet. And she
so you came out one push.
Wait a minute, now hold on.
I was. Yeah,
did she
I
think you were a shit?
She thought I was going to be a shit.
I mean,
let's go over his story first. This is kind of
yeah,
starting
let's
to get
CSI
suspicious. Let's go. No, you
yeah,
shut your mouth.
Did anyone
right?
help her while
now,
she was shitting?
First, she walked there. She hold on, you shut your mouth. She walked there with a walker.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
boom.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
All right, wait. Yeah, there you go.
On the toilet, right?
Yeah.
Bloop. And now she's got to drop. She's got to grab.
Wait.
I mean, the noise. I didn't like the noise.
I love the sound.
That's not how I sound.
Stop, stop. Wait a minute, Keith. Bloop. Is the bloop him or the shit?
The bloop.
The bloop is him.
It's both.
Bloop.
It's like two little bloops.
Bloop.
And then she had to grab stupid.
She went to,
and one arm the walker.
She didn't. And this is where it gets weird. And she crawled. She had
this
to crawl.
Is where it gets weird.
See, this is the story. It was she crawled from the kit from the bathroom
with you in the vagina.
With me, no, when we but still with the
what did she do?
Umbilical cord attached and everything. She fucking military crawled from fucking.
She held
like a running back. She held you like a running back.
She had a fucking Keith. Running back. Yeah. Military crawled from the bathroom to the back room because you know we always had one. We had two. We had fucking.
What did you say? We like live with you.
I mean, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, we had what's it called? A phone on gonna tell you what Chris's problem.
So
no one was there?
What is that?
Nobody was there. My dad was at work.
Chris's problem. Chris has told this story to nothing but white people. Now he has black people to shut your mouth.
Were you raised in foster care, too?
Check him. He has black people to fact check him.
I just don't tell the story.
You're trying to follow my life.
I never tell the
story. But why was no one there when she has MS and she's pregnant and she's got a walker?
Are you calling my dad an unfit parent?
I'm just saying, where was he?
But she knew she was pregnant.
Where was he personally? Assistant.
Were you born early?
You were broke. Where the fuck can we get personal assistance?
Were you born early? Like a
yeah,
couple
of years ago?
I don't know. That I don't
a
know.
Black
I don't
yeah,
know.
But wait a minute. Giving birth, that doesn't cost you anything, does it?
Yeah,
that's free.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just went home. He had to go
so
to
here,
work.
So what you're saying is your mom had to take a deuce.
She had to drop
She
nice
went
deuce.
Up. She's upstairs in the room. She takes her walker, goes into the bathroom. Pushes out at you instead of a shit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
She military crawls on the ground.
Wait a minute, so she had to move to walk. Did she
talk in the microphone? We're on a fucking show, dumb dumb.
You don't want to get die on the mic.
Is this a microphone?
Yeah, that's a microphone.
All right.
40 something years in the business.
She kicked the walker out of the way.
I don't know how she moved it. I wasn't there.
Why do you question your mom with these lies she's telling?
She couldn't remember half the story. I only get secondhand accounts. I get the account of when my godparent got there, which Reverend Tynes, he's my godparent. So when
Reverend
he got
Tynes.
There,
this, I'm going to check
there,
on Reverend Tynes.
Ask him
I will
all
fact
the pizza.
Check this story.
Hang on one second.
His wife came and got
this podcast just got real black.
You know Reverend Tynes.
Reverend Tynes.
His wife.
I don't know any of those people.
His wife is the one who showed up first. She came and got me, and she had to. They told me the story.
Who cut the cord?
Reverend Tom,
your mom? The ambulance came and everything.
Reverend Tom.
Reverend Tom took out his fucking little buck knife.
Do you know how long?
I got
did
this.
They say it was a while before they came? Or?
I don't think it was that. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you almost die?
These
did
aren't
they say
questions
that?
I asked. These are, did not ask none of this.
You
I
asked really,
it or you
asked it in the ambulance?
Ambulance?
I asked these questions in the ambulance.
So
I hate y'all so much. I don't know.
Why do you hate us?
I don't know.
But this explains a lot about you.
How does this explain?
So where'd you get the speech impediment from?
You have a speech impediment?
Yeah. No.
Have you not heard me talk?
He sounds like Russell Simmons.
You wouldn't have a speech impediment if you were put in a fucking toilet?
I was born in the toilet.
I was born under a log. A poop log. I went to breathe and shit in my mouth and I went and then I had a feeding pyramid from then on in.
He bit his tongue. He had shit on his tongue.
That's why I have him on the show. He's fucking, I love the shit mouth.
Artie, what did you
dude, what shit? The fuck? Yeah. You have a. I never. Now I, that's the only thing I think of. Is a speech.
Shitty Chris.
Shit mouth Chris. Chris.
Smells like shit.
That's a fucking story. So now listen. Back. I know we got sidetracked, but back to fucking fatness. I'm offended that you don't think I'm sexy. As a chunky guy, and you look.
I can't find you sexy. You're married.
Oh,
that's
fuck. Keith, can someone
sexy?
Please take this?
You just don't like me.
Well, I can't. I don't. I just turn it off.
I think she knows you more.
Let me ask you this.
She doesn't want to reveal that.
Do you remember sexy Robert Kelly? When Robert
no,
Kelly
was I was
sexy.
Never around for sexy Robert Kelly.
It's hard to find a sexy Robert Kelly.
First of all, that's horseshit.
Well, I was never around for sexy
go
Robert
watch
Kelly.
Law and Order.
First of all, you were. Because there was a version.
That was before that.
There was a version. There was a version of sexy Bob when I lost weight the last time, when I was bald, and you actually complimented you. Oh, my God, you look really good. And I lost all that weight. Remember when I lost all that weight?
Stop trying to make her remember you're sexy.
I'm trying to remember that moment.
That you liked me? Come on.
It's not coming back to me. Was that when we were at the steakhouse?
It's one time.
Did I take you up a steak?
When we go to those dinners.
What?
When we go to those dinners, and you know, with
no. No, I didn't take you. But no, I was thin around in 2007, 2008.
Can we pull up a picture of thin Robert?
Yeah, I don't believe him.
I think you're lying.
There's something about Artie.
That was the year of the bear.
Just,
he definitely wasn't.
Hang on, I can't hear
Artie,
two people at the
same absolutely,
time.
I'm attracted to him. He's my kind of guy.
What is your kind of guy?
He's adorable. He's sweet. He's funny. He's offensive at times, and I love it.
Keep going. I'd love to lick your black pussy. I'd like to make some racist jokes while I'm eating your asshole.
And I think he's cute. I don't know why he says he's unattractive.
Look, I'm not saying that he's unattractive. I'm just saying that if you like one big guy, you should like another.
Not necessarily.
Well, is that you there? Is that skinny you?
Yeah, that's right after sexy Bob.
Let me see sexy Bob.
That's right after sexy
Bob. Bob had 2 weeks of being sexy Bob.
Fuck you.
Then he was fat again.
That's right after and before sexy Bob. I'll show you sexy. You want to see sexy Bob? You
want to
see
Louis Gomez?
Right there. There you go. There's sexy Bob. There you go.
That's sexy Bob.
That's sexy Bob.
Yeah, that's not a bad.
To be honest, I prefer you like this though.
This guy, like this.
I prefer you like this.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think this is sexy Bob. This ain't sexy Bob.
Can we talk about something for a second? Now, this was a stage when I was in shape and I took these photos and I was trying to be all fucking sexy and shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I, now that I'm in my, I think at a certain stage as a comic, when you're in your 40s, stop taking your shirt off. Stop fucking posing sexy, okay? But, unless there's a photographer saying, do this. Don't, because you know what, Bug? You know what I'm, not the fact that you're at the gym and you have a shirt off or you're doing some weird shit. There's another guy has to take that photo. Whatever fucking guy that's, whatever guy that's beneath you and that guy, hey, take this photo. He has to lie on the ground and as a man and take a photo of another man with his shirt off, you fucking cunt.
But doesn't your tolerance for that, and when you're in your 40s but you get a little chubbier and you don't want to take your shirt off no more? You know what I mean? Because now that you're fat, you know.
Whoa.
You're a fat dude, man.
Wait a minute.
I don't want to take my shirt off now, but if I had a six pack, I'd come in here with a greased belly and everything. I'd be looking good.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
I would always show my stuff. No, if I could.
Nobody wants to see it. It would be way too fucking old.
It's not.
It would be, even if you got a six pack,
a wrinkled six pack,
it'd be ashy.
It's not gonna be a wrinkled six pack.
old Hogan body.
brother.
Keith, did you ever have a six pack?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, from the liquor store.
No, I was real thin. Remember, I was really thin.
We were all real thin.
No, really.
In your 20s, right?
I was real thin.
I know. I know. That's not your fault. You were born in a toilet.
Yeah. He just hit a six pack with some zoot suits. All right.
Hey. Give it to him. Throw that right around your fucking. Tie that around.
Zoot suit. No, I like zoot suit.
Put that right there. The first bomb, Dana, has gone to Monroe.
How come Bob looks like Paul Blart? Mall cop.
Yes.
That was fast.
You didn't even get the name right, stupid.
I didn't even have to tie it yet.
All right, who's next? Who can I pass this on to? Hey, man, it's my special day.
All right, so it is your special. I really want to focus on that for 1 second before we get carried away with Marina's fucking crappy taste.
Artie Lang is not crappy taste.
Well, if you don't like fucking all fat guys, I don't agree with it.
You just, see, you gotta
I'm jealous.
Why?
I'm jealous.
You shouldn't be. You're married. You're vegan.
I want to be liked, too.
My sister likes you.
Oh, okay.
That's what I think.
But that was sexy Bob then.
No, when shut up. Liked them.
I was there, and I can confirm
that. Oh, that was sexy
I can
Bob?
Verify this. He was
that's
sexy.
That's sad. Marina does not remember when you were sexy at all.
And he had hair. I remember when Bob was sexy.
You remember when Bob was
you remember Bob my sister hitting on him, too.
Yes.
Remember that?
And Bob would do nothing but lift his shirt up like Will Sylvan's.
I never did that.
You're a lying son of a bitch.
You're lying.
Well, you're a six-pack.
In Amsterdam.
Yeah, six-pack.
Dude, first of all, let me explain something in Amsterdam. The first time I went to Amsterdam, I was just telling this story recently. I went to Amsterdam, and I got smashed so bad by Patrice and this asshole that I'm not even kidding. I almost cried. Like, it hurt so. Listen, they were making fun of me. They were teasing me so bad. I was trying to laugh, but then I got mad. Mm-hmm. You ever get mad? And when you get mad, tears come out because you. Cause
you look like you're about to cry right now.
You know when sad meets mad?
Oh my God.
Right?
Sad meets mad.
You ever, when sad meets mad,
it's screaming. It's
Dude, I fucked up because we're doing the show, and then we're doing these black shows called The Bounce in Amsterdam. It's sold out fucking crazy shows. And this is when polyester shirts came in. Remember when black polyester pants were in for a second?
No.
All right, well, you guys know.
We were 7 years old.
He was in the toilet.
All right, for a second.
He was coming out of the toilet when that story happened.
Yeah, he got wrapped in black polyester pants. So I bought this black shirt, mm-hmm. black polyester button-down shirt, and I bought these black polyester pants, but I didn't know they were bell-bottoms. So when I walked out of the hotel, I looked like I was wearing an evening gown because it went from my neck down to, and it kind of belled out at the bottom.
He's fucking
guy. I saw them talking in the van, and as they came out, one looked and they did a double. What the fuck? they smashed me so bad. I remember I was looking out the window. I was laughing, but I had my head on the window, and I got that's when Mad met Sad, and I was like.
That was a beautiful smash.
Yeah, I beat him in submission.
Oh man,
beautiful.
And I had to go out on stage. I had like a. Remember my set was weird because I was thinking
you wear the dress.
You
wear the evening gown.
No one's comfortable performing in a dress.
Anyways, so we you're doing this special, and here's the thing. This is what I love about it is that. You know, there was a time when you did these specials that you had to be chosen mm-hmm. by somebody, a network,
right.
to do these things. That's it. You are like anything. You had to put together something, and then a group of people would come and see you or watch it, yeah. and they'd say yes or no, and you had to live or die by that. And it sucked because a lot of people that probably should have had specials didn't do
right.
specials.
Absolutely.
And now with technology and the way we do things and by having superhuman fucking famous people behind you like Kevin Hart, you know, I don't even know what the fuck I said. Wally, you guys just looked at me and went, "Yeah."
I thought you was quoting the movie Wally. I was ready. I was like, "Oh, he's gonna bring that up."
I was waiting for Ollie. Marina's face is exactly
Wally. Who?
Wally
Collins. She already thinks you're ugly now.
Wally, do you think I'm ugly?
No. I don't.
You think I'm ugly?
No, I told you. You're not hearing Mass, and you just don't know.
Yeah, she thinks you're an ugly fat pig, you cocksucking faggot.
Robert, listen. What? I find you extremely
attractive.
What
if I ate your pussy like this? One, two, three. Get me a cookie. Four. Where's Nick DiPaolo? Five. Monroe, get in here. Where's that pumpernickel fat guy I have on my show?
Marina has a boyfriend. Watch how you talk to her.
Listen.
Why do you gotta throw that in there?
So anyways, my point is that now you can do your special. And I love the fact that Kevin Hart actually, and Chris Rock, I believe, was involved too, right?
No, he was there.
He was there. But Kevin Hart actually fucking said fuck it and did the fucking right thing. And backed his friend, who's one of the funniest guys we know, off stage. No. On stage, you're good.
I love it.
No, you're really good on stage. Off stage, holy shit, if we can film that.
Well, he's mentored a lot of people, and it's finally good that it's coming back to him.
Right.
There you go.
Know? I mean, I remember when Keith took me out of doing my horseshit.
Yeah.
Because I was on stage. That's where I got that sassy black woman routine, because I was on stage doing it because I figured this would work. And I probably would have been much more successful had I continued doing that. Actually, now that I think about it, you may have taken me out of like something that would have worked.
Oh yeah. Rachel Feinstein has her own show. You're on my podcast.
That hurts. But anyway, so yeah,
her new show is called Sassy Black Woman.
No shit.
Well, yeah, child. You know, and it did work.
Ciao.
Ooh, child.
Ooh, child.
Ooh, child. You got to stop doing that shit.
This week on Ooh, Child.
My baby was born in a towel.
No. Nobody likes a goddamn sassy black woman.
Well, when you end everything like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I never did that, but I was doing that. Remember, and you called me out. God. And also, I thought I had something to say. You took me out of that horse shit, too. So I was like, you got to have something to say.
Yeah. She was heading to the alternative. And that way, you probably would have been successful heading to that alternative.
I wish you gave her that speech before this podcast. I'm kidding. You're doing great. Listen. No, but it is true that look, man, the fact is that sometimes people get famous and kind of do their thing, or there's gold in one hand and shit in the other. You understand?
Hi, Chris.
No. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kev really fucking, you know, was taking care of you with no chains attached.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good thing. You know?
That's it. Did I say chains?
How often does that happen?
Well, no strings attached.
No strings. I didn't mean chains.
How often does that happen? Not really.
I said that.
That was
funny. My heart, I was like,
I was holding the ladder. That's
I was living there. I was like,
no chains. That's pretty good.
No chains.
It was almost a good heartfelt moment.
Chain.
It's right up there with Wiley.
Right, your word selection stinks.
So,
Bob is dumb.
But Keith has helped. He's helped Monroe. He's knocked him around. Chris,
I'm gonna produce the second special.
He got my second one.
2020.
You're the next favorite.
The next special gonna be called 80 Year Itch.
That was all right. You son of a bitch. It was bad.
Yeah, it's not gonna be back of the bus. It's back of the spaceship. He's gonna come out.
Can we do it?
Here's the thing.
About your sound effect.
Listen.
I like your voice better than sound effects. Yeah.
It was a vacuum. It was a Dyson
vacuum.
There's
no sound effects on my show.
Hey, with Michael women. Winslow.
Is that a horse coming in the room? Pulling out all the stops today. He was impressing his friends.
So worked on his impression of everything.
Artie.
Alright.
Artie Lang. Artie Lang.
No,
Artie Lang. Artie Lang.
Let Robert do Artie Lang.
You are terrible.
Come on, give me anybody. Who you want to hear next?
I could do a good Billy.
Go ahead.
Do Billy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You know that comment about Rachel's show? You have to fucking bring that up? Huh?
Give him a scarf. Stop for a second. Goddamn scarf.
No, you know what? That really.
Listen. First of all,
it really hurt.
You can't.
No,
you can't
no,
do.
You're not gonna stop me.
Stop it.
I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna be.
Now that is Barnes.
I'm gonna continue. Yeah. You're not gonna stop me.
Oh, I'll stop you all right here. Yeah. Turn your fucking mic off. Oh, you're bugging me already. Yeah, keep talking.
You can't, Marina, you can't just. You can't do the voices in your head as impressions.
You know what I'm going to tell you? Yes, is it on? Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was good.
Jesus Christ was good.
So here's the deal. So you did this special. Now, did you go to Little Kev or did he come to you? He came to you, right?
Well, yeah. No, we met and then had dinner. And I just said, hey,
and
stupid.
He paid.
Yeah, of course he paid. Okay. Fucking really pay.
Yeah, unless you're at fucking Pete's sub shop. I got this player.
That player was kind of racist, but it was
I got this player. I'm gonna use my spot. I'm gonna use my host money. Yeah, I got this.
Another killer impression. Bob is the shit.
He's killing me.
All right, so
I like it.
So now, so here's the thing.
Do Jay-Z now.
Anyway,
it's not that good.
Get that scarf.
How you told me to do that?
Still bomb though.
Oh, shit. All right. So here's the deal. You sit down, you have dinner, you start talking about
dinner,
it.
Yeah.
And he says, I want to do this, right?
Yes.
He says what? What does
we
he say?
We're going to do it, man. I'm like, all right, well, let's do it then.
Okay.
And then we just did it. He just went right into action.
Right.
Called Mike Berkowitz, and we was all
is Mike
sailing.
Berkowitz your guy now?
I guess so.
He's a killer, huh?
Yeah, Mike Berkowitz put it right into play, and then we were there. It's on.
Right.
It's ready to go.
Right.
I got a damn good voice. I can actually hear my voice and hear how good it really is.
Yeah, you should do radio instead of comedy. I'd love to do your morning show in Philly. Oh. The next guy was a good friend of mine.
Oh,
you may know him from Little Kev. Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes, too. She's special. His headphones are bugging me. They look like air muffs. Hello? Give me this thing. Yeah. Okay.
I was waiting. Nothing was more.
I kept looking at him, too. I was like, what the fuck are you going to say? Something was going on in your head. I was like, fuck.
Keep your ADD.
Damn it. I know.
Scream. Jesus Christ.
It's almost over.
Yeah, hey, listen. Here's the deal.
What's up?
Here's the deal, man.
We love
you. You sit down. He says, let's go. And it just starts happening. How long did it take from that steak place that you went to that he paid for?
No, it wasn't a steak place.
What was it?
It was Tao. And we'll do it right now. You Little Kev, your voice man now.
Hey.
Now shut up.
All right. God damn it, Keith. We got to do your special.
No, stupid. Just shut up and let me start. I'm going to leave.
All right, good. All right, you leave.
What's up, man? I'm thinking I need to get this
What's
special
up, man?
About.
Hang on 1 second. Yeah. No. I'll do that. Okay, yeah. No, calm. Mm-hmm. All right. All right, yeah. No, that will is good. Yeah. All right, yeah. Okay, all right. All right, go ahead, man. What's up?
That was good. That's
I want to get this special.
One more second, dude. 1 second.
I'm
no, man.
It's a special.
Nah, that'd be... Yeah, no, all right, good. All right, will you tell SNL that if they want... Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll come in. Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'm sorry. I'm done. So what's up, man?
I'm looking to do the special, man.
Ah,
so
shit. Goddamn. 1 second, Keith. All right. No, listen. I want four pairs of sneaker, and I need the gold laces. If they're not real gold, I ain't fucking with it. Real gold, like 18-carat laces. I want gold laces. I don't play basketball without gold feet. All right, go ahead, Keith. What's up? Shoot, what you got? What you got? Hang on 1 sec. I want sparkling water with half lemon, half lime. Go ahead, Keith. What you got?
Okay.
1 second. Now, can I get oysters without the oyster? Go ahead, Keith.
I was thinking a concept.
One second. Okay, go ahead.
The concept.
I gotta blink. Go ahead. What you got? Go ahead. What do you? What you?
Bobby's killing right now. He had to blink.
Shit. Talking to famous people sucks. You know that. It just stinks. There's no way around it. You know, someone's always interrupting. Motherfuckers. Funny. I wish we had, back in, no cell phones. That's what I wish. Talking to a famous person with a, with two cell phones stinks. So what's up? So you say, yeah, you have the dinner.
We go and we get it done.
You get it done. Now, I went to it.
Yeah.
I showed up.
Yes, you did. Thanks, man. That's the second one you came to.
I went to your half hour.
2004.
I went to your half hour.
What are you looking at?
Because they saw that special.
Oh. That's where I live.
Who cares? Just say something funny.
I'm South Philly,
you reminiscing fucking old black guy.
I'm that's from Stack My Street.
I'm no South shit. Philly. We get it. He shows up.
He's South good. Philly to our dog.
He's good. He's good. He's South got Philly.
The, what was the street you were born on?
For 32nd and Dickinson.
That's what you had in the backdrop of your
absolutely.
Half hour.
Absolutely.
17th and Warren.
And let me tell you something. He walked out. I was in the back. I was in the back with Colin Quinn, I think. I don't know, maybe Norton. And he walked out, and it had a big, it was a photo of the corner of
32nd and Dickinson.
32nd and Dickinson. And he walks out with that fucking jive turkey thing he's got.
That's a tapioca suit. He had the tapioca suit on.
Tapioca suit.
Are you helping him?
He walks out. He walks out.
Rolling with that white boy?
I need a career.
he rolls out, and then he turns back, and he points like he didn't see it. Like it just, wow, what? Look at that. Like he didn't pick it. Like he didn't, whoa, shit, they just made that.
They just did that.
Wow. And he went, that's where I live, 32nd. And it's literally a fucking, just a white crowd that they shipped in, that, you know, Comedy Central. Mm. And they were like, so? Oh, God. But yeah, this special, though, I went to it. It was funny. I was a little late because I had Miss O'Neill, Georgia, who I love, who's late for things.
I know.
She showed. We were supposed to have a barbecue at my house. I bought all the stuff, and she showed up a little late. And then we wound up eating, and then we wound up flying into to the show.
Bob, you didn't have to say we wound up eating. We know you were eating something.
So, oh, I gotta get you that barbecue seasoning.
Talking to the mic, sweetie.
Sorry. I gotta get you that barbecue seasoning.
Yeah, that you're supposed to get last year. Yeah.
Yeah, because my cousin has the. Yeah.
Bob doesn't need that.
No,
he needs
does.
Barbecue flaxseed.
He
that doesn't
He's
make sense,
really
but it was still good.
Good.
First of all, so anyways.
Fucking, good her cherry. Fuck,
I don't like her
rub.
Brain. She's just like, oh my God, I forgot to get you the fucking barbecue spice. Well,
cherry rub.
That's Marina being sneaky and throwing something out there so you can get smashed.
No.
She just threw the boys something to bat you
I
around
told
with.
You I was going
to
get you a
oh,
cherry
Bobby,
rub.
I got to get you
a reflex.
No, he likes. Robert likes rubs for his barbecues.
What do you keep bringing barbecue up for, you fuck? Shut up! How many fat jokes come out of the word barbecue?
Yes, she does.
Barbecue.
We stop putting. I don't like that Keith's wearing the bomb
barbecue
bandana
Bobby?
Like a skirt. Yeah. Listen,
he's embracing it.
So I run down. We get to the city. It was at Gramercy.
Yes, Gramercy.
And I come in, and I didn't see little Kev go up at the beginning.
Oh yeah,
he went up and introduced you. I saw you come out. I got there right when you walked
when
out.
When I lifted the crown.
Yeah, they stood up.
They stood up for me.
They stood up.
I don't like your deep voice, Keith.
Yeah, because Kev told him.
Kev didn't tell him. Everybody say that.
Kev did not tell him.
Now listen, nothing. when he comes out, pretend it's me. For 3 seconds. And then you'll realize it's not.
He introduced Martin Lawrence.
They
already knew.
They felt me, man. They felt my energy. They knew what it was.
First of all, if anybody felt your energy, they'd light themselves on fire.
If anybody felt your energy, they would take a shower.
What?
That was a rape joke. Nobody got it. Okay.
Well,
I take it. I
like this.
I think it was a bad joke. Not a rape joke. Not a bad joke.
So
you could get blogged.
So you
rape jokes better.
Oh, okay.
Here's the thing, too, because I always see you. We're always at the clubs. We don't really work together anymore because we're usually headlining at the same time, which sucks. Because back in the day, we'd do shows together.
Yes.
And now we don't really get to do that anymore. But so I see you at the club, and I see little bits and pieces of what you do. But then I was the first time I saw you do an hour, and I saw all these jokes.
you know, from the past 30 years. No, I'm kidding. From the
42.
No, I see all the jokes that I've seen you been doing at the Cellar all come together, and it was, I was like, this is fucking great, man. You really fucking ripped the roof off the place.
Working it out.
You
man.
Killed it. And there was one point this is when I knew you were comfortable. Somebody said something. I don't know, you asked something and somebody said something. You went, shut up. I don't know, you yelled at him. You, the way you would yell at him anywhere. You didn't have that, I'm doing a special, like, oh, well.
You're not, not right now.
Not right yet, right? You went, shut up, goddammit, you stink. And I was like, it made me, because when you watch your friend do a special, you feel uncomfortable, man.
It is.
Because you're like, oh, please don't bomb. Please don't. Please don't let this fucking suck. Because if it sucks, I'm going to have to lie to your face.
Now, was it your first show? Because you did your first show.
Yeah, talking on the mic, dumb.
Oh, Jesus, man. Because all the money's on that first show, right?
Yeah.
Because you feel like you don't want to bomb that first show. Mm-hmm. Because the second show is going to be like almost... Yep. Like, oh, God, no, not now. Yeah. Yeah. Not the second show, too.
Well, I did the first show, fucking, it was done. And then the second show is the one we mostly use, though. Because I was, loser. I didn't give a fuck. Right. Yeah, I had a little more energy. But here's what I did that was wrong. And what you did that was right. You worked on an hour set and did that hour.
Right.
I did all the jokes I had. Because I was supposed to do my hour a year and a half before that, so I had like an hour and 40. Because by that time, I had a kid, it came out, we moved, you know what I mean? So the time I did my special...
Did your kid go to the toilet?
I had no. My kid was born the way people are born, in a hospital.
So you're saying my birth wasn't right?
No, it wasn't. Okay. Yeah, okay. You should have known that it wasn't a shit, it was actually a human. I mean, don't get me wrong, I've taken shits that I thought were humans. But, yeah, I had all this extra shit. I remember watching yours going, next special I do, I just fucking did it all. And that was stupid. That was dumb of me to do.
Oh, you had a great special.
I had a great special. It was great. But I wish I had just, you know, I think if I could say anything to anybody, you do get the hour together that you're going to do and work that fucking hour. I did that the year and a half before when we were supposed to shoot it. I worked for 3 months. I worked the hour just fucking this is it. And I did it and then it fell apart because doing it on our own.
Yeah, it's no good.
It's fucking tough.
It's tough because that's what it was, me putting it together and then going, all right, now how am I going to do this? It was almost like a strategy to figure out how am I going to get this through where the most people can see it.
Right.
And little dummy has the most people that can see it.
Yeah, Little Dummy's got a lot of people.
Absolutely.
He really does. Little Dummy's got a lot of people, but you also, here's the thing, if you did it and it wasn't good, it still wouldn't matter. You did it and you fucking annihilated and you killed and it's a fucking great special.
Right.
It's on this Saturday night.
Saturday, 11 o'clock, man.
11, I thought it was, I told people Friday because you told me Friday.
I thought all of them was Friday midnight.
This is how fucking annoying you are to be friends with. I mean, just fucking annoying.
I mean,
first of all,
Bob, see
what?
Well, first you put
you
Saturday told? At 12 too,
no,
didn't
I,
you?
No, I put the two stupid Snoop Worthy Lenny Marcus. And yeah, I don't see it. Then he sent me a screenshot. That Lenny, I still want to bust him right in his face.
Why?
I mean, he actually helped, but it still bugged me that he was that snooping around.
Why?
He shouldn't have been snooping.
He's trying to because you're an idiot.
Yes,
you're trying to you're promoting the wrong night. I have people watching some fucking white dude special tonight at 12. You tomorrow.
I think Hot Tub Time Machine comes on.
You just I've been trying to get him on this fucking show. Here's the thing too is that like I know that you got Aziz is tweeting, right? Oh, Russell Peters.
Yeah, Russell.
Little Kev. Wanda Sykes.
Wanda.
Amy Schumer.
Amy. Yeah.
Colin Quinn.
Colin, I am Colin Quinn. But
I am Colin Quinn.
The worst response from Colin's on.
I've been tweeting too.
Wait, what happened?
That can't
I got you. I'm doing a special show for you today.
You're doing a special show.
YKWD.
Man. Yes, man. How many Twitter people you got?
I got 81,000.
81?
Yeah. How many you got?
You
got
to at least have over 100 for me to really accept it.
Right. Well, that,
feel good
I,
about.
No, I feel you. But here's the thing. What you know? You know who tweeted my special?
Me.
You retweeted.
Because I don't have Twitter followers.
Hang on, dumb. Retweeted one tweet I got from you. It was a retweet. Amy Schumer retweeted something somebody else tweeted. Uh-huh. The only fucking friend that I had that was famous that fucking tweeted, Colin Quinn.
Yes.
That's it.
But you know what, Bob?
He's important.
Stop pissing people off. That should tell you all you need
listen,
to know.
Man. Listen.
I would have tweeted.
Do the math. Listen. Marina has 4,000 Twitter followers.
No, I don't. I have more now.
How many do you have?
What do you have?
5,000.
How many you got, Monroe?
8,600.
Yeah. He tweeted?
I tweeted it.
You don't have 8,600.
I do.
Son of a bitch.
I did last comic, and I got more followers from doing Divine.
Can we check?
Yeah, does he have more than you?
If he has, I'll punch him.
I got 6,800. I'm sorry.
You see him? 68?
not, I said 80. 68. Hello?
He's a goddamn liar.
I'm just Brian Williams right now. I was there. I swear to God.
This guy Jack was sticking with 86 until you saw a white scopo grab his phone.
I got 86. I got 86.32.
Yeah.
I mean, 68.32.
Yeah, Keith has more.
How many you got?
Fuck Keith.
I got
how many
1,500. They dedicated, though. They like to tweet. My 1,500 like to tweet.
They retweet the typo.
He's got about 1,000.
At Cotton215, at Cotton.
That's why I hang around younger.
But I'm verified.
What?
I can out Twitter. That's the only one. Everybody else.
What do you got, 86?
But I got verified before Keith, though.
About 80, whatever.
86 something. 86,400, something like that.
You got on Twitter when it was over.
Yeah, I know. I get on everything when it's about it. The hours are over with, so enjoy.
I really do, too. If you see me on something, it's about over. But that's when I get invited to do, like, the TV show or some shit.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, you want to do it now? Yeah, would you run through everybody? I was on Byron Allen I was on Byron Allen when it wasn't cool to... It wasn't cool to do it at the beginning. I was on when it really, really wasn't cool to do Byron Allen. Like when they stopped giving out swag. You know what I mean? When you get like a pen and like a Starbucks gift certificate.
And a pat on the back. Like
yeah. Yeah, like, no, I thought you got a cup. Nah, we don't do cups no more.
I got you a TV show coming on, though. You got a TV show.
I do. I got a
Colin's feeling. Cop show is funny, man.
And here's the thing. That's what I'm going to talk. This show's about you. This isn't about me filming Marin this week. This isn't about me doing episodes of Louie.
How about Chris
being back on Louie?
How about Chris and Natal?
Oh, yeah, we were on yesterday. Yeah.
You're on Louie?
How about Chris and Natal? Chris and Natal.
Who's that?
Chris and Natal.
But this show is about you.
This show is about me. Keith.
It is not about my. It's not about my show.
And I'm on
Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll that's coming out on FX in July that I'm actually a star of with Dennis Leary, John Corbett, and Liz Gillies. And
hey man, I'm gonna.
No, it's not that.
With Amy Schumer and John Cena, I'm about to punch John Cena.
I was in that too, dummy.
But nobody.
You weren't
seen
in
it.
The movie.
Now
scene,
here's
though.
The thing: you wasn't in the scene.
What was I in
the trailer? You weren't in the trailer. They were in the trailer.
We were in the trailer.
Yeah, I know because I wouldn't let them do it. No, I said no trailer because they'd have to pay me because of my SAG thing. I'd have to get paid more to be in the trailer.
Well, I have SAG,
so I had to sign off.
No, you don't.
That don't exist.
Yeah, I'm like,
does it get paid more?
I'm all in. I get ahead.
I know because I love. I'm looking at these faces like new SAG faces.
So you know, I'm doing things, man.
I know. So here's the thing: you're in Amy Schumer's movie. You got a
train. Wreck.
You got a fantastic scene.
Fantastic.
With you and John Cena.
Train wreck.
And you, did you improv that scene?
Absolutely.
She didn't write any of it.
Train wreck.
And I mean, you're not in the movie. You're in the movie, but you're not co-starring.
Sure. I'm co-starring now. They pushed me up to co-star.
No, they didn't.
They pushed me up to co-star.
No,
they didn't do that.
What's
check,
the name of the movie?
Check it. What's it's the name train wreck. It's train wreck.
Now this movie went
with who? Amy Schumer?
On the movie. You're not
so
mentioned.
You're doing the show with Schumer.
Yeah.
Went now the movie. Now
the movie.
Now she brings you in. Yes. Now do you improv all of it or just
improv a lot of it, man?
A lot of it?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Right. Yell at white people at a theater?
That's what I know.
I don't know if that's too improv. That's hard for you
to
do.
It's great improv.
If you were the manager of a bank, I would think that'd be good improv. Nothing.
Give him, the, please.
Well,
hand
I'll
him
take
that.
It.
Please.
I thought bank
that.
Would work,
but apparently,
but John Cena was good too.
John Cena was good because I made him good. I made John Cena.
What? Cena's fucking.
Marina,
great.
Is John He's Cena not, sexy?
No.
He's fucking.
I made.
Hang on
him
one
good.
Second. Answer that question.
Yeah.
He's not my type.
Ugh.
I don't know if I like his type.
What are you talking about?
I hope Marina goes bald.
Jesus.
Look at her hair. It's happening. What,
so she's attracted to men that she can build up.
Because then I like you.
I realize that. She's attracted to projects. She's attracted to men she can build. You don't want somebody who's already together.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's
actually
why she
you want to be needed.
You
that's
may have a
fuck
point.
That's true.
You
oh,
may
shit
have a point.
Monroe just dropped
I do
knowledge
want to take care of Artie.
You know
there's
what
there's something that makes me want to take care of him.
Yeah.
That just is true. Money.
So he's not sexy. You just want him to want
I
want to
rub his cheeks.
All right, this is about Keith. We're going to get to it, Marina, at the
talking
second half.
Oh, sorry.
So Monroe, keep your questions, get them ready, because we're gonna dissect you on the second half of this podcast. Right now, before we go to
yes
break,
man, we're talking about train wreck.
I know train wreck. You're in.
Who? I'm in it.
Who's
too
in that movie?
Right, we got
I
it
mean, it's like this. I'm one of the leading men.
No, you're not leading. You just you're a co-lead.
He was in there.
How do you go from fucking a scene to co-lead to leading?
The third lead in the show.
I'm second lead.
You're not second lead. That's the fucking
Bill Hader.
That's Bill Hader is the second lead.
No, so they lead just pushed
LeBron
me
James.
Why don't
you
I think you're black number five. That's right.
Here's the deal. You're in the movie with her.
Train wreck.
What else you got coming out?
Huh? Train
you're wreck shooting some Amy listen.
You said
stop
train
repeating
wreck
yourself.
No, I said I'm in train wreck.
But you got your special coming out this
special
Saturday.
Keith
at
Robinson, Back of the Bus Funny.
Back of the Bus.
And then followed by Train Wreck.
Listen. All right.
I got on a train after the bus.
I get it. Do you
Cop
really
Show?
And what's the name of the cop show?
Cop show.
Okay. But I want to talk about that too. So you got Train Wreck. Yeah. You got by Amy Schumer. You got
I was
you
on
got
a nightly show.
You got
with Larry Wilmore. The nightly show.
All right, stop. Stop. Nobody cares about that. Was already on.
I did Star Search 93. Right after that, I did Train Wreck.
Listen, that's kind of true. That's very close to being true. You fucking can't book a gig in fucking 20 years.
So, Train Wreck.
So listen.
Back in the Bus Funny?
I'd love to read his IMDb funny page goes from 1982 to fucking last week.
His resume stinks.
I got a hell of a resume.
So now you're doing this thing with Quinn, which you're actually in a lot of.
Yes, yeah. I'm in the whole thing, baby.
It's called
boy.
Cop Show.
Cop Show, motherfucker.
Are you the co-star?
And
I'm a co-star.
All right. You're not the co-star.
I'm the co-star.
All right, you're not the, or whatever. You're
Seinfeld
the co-star
was in it, but he had more lines.
So now you're in
Train
the
Wreck.
You're in the, shut the fuck up.
What?
I'm trying to promote it, the Cop Show thing.
The Cop Show. Okay, you're right.
So you're on Cop Show yes now. You're co-starring with Colin co-star Quinn.
Super sad.
And what is this show? Explain people to people that don't know and tell them where they can see it.
They can see. I don't know where they can see it.
You don't know where the.
You know.
Can see it. Online.
L Studios.
Lexus Studios.
Lexus Studios.
Did they give you a Lexus?
Shut up. Huh? It's called L. Shut up. Stop yapping. Listen, it's L
that's
Studios.
Mom is going flushing.
No, he fucking throwing
he won't
out
stop crying.
It really is like the fucking white chick at a fucking bachelorette party. Listen, it's L Studios, right? Correct? Can we
yeah
give the
it's
right
LStudio.com.
LStudio.com. You can watch it.
/ Cop Show.
Okay, now it's Cop Show, which Colin Quinn wrote. It's a show about a show. It's basically Colin Quinn has a show about being a cop, and it's behind the scenes. Almost like a one camera
mockumentary or
mockumentary, exactly, okay, type of thing. And Keith is one of the cops in it.
One of the cops.
Right?
I'm a co-star.
That's ironic. You hate cops.
Yeah.
You like iced tea. Don't say it again. Let me say it more confident.
Hang on.
Like iced tea, man. Law and order. I got a laugh.
I'm gonna take this back.
You got a sympathy laugh on that one.
Hang on.
I need
but
it
you,
though.
You gotta. You like iced tea or you like iced tea?
Either way, whatever gets the laugh.
All right. So here's the
we
deal.
Laugh at all.
So you're on that, and now you got your special coming out. So you do have a lot of shit going on, Robinson.
Yes, it feels good.
You have a lot of stuff going on for a couple minutes.
Yeah. And then I'm off to Home Depot. To
now, what, do you, what department are you going to be at Home Depot?
I think the lighting department. Oh, it's almost over. Right around 12:35 tomorrow night, it'll be
I'm
a
telling you right now, I think this special with the people you have tweeting it and the backing you have of all the comics, unlike me, which I did not have.
You had a lot of backing.
Shut up. I had very little.
I mean, you had Dennis Leary.
I had Dennis Leary.
Right.
Colin Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Keith Robinson.
Yeah.
And that's it. I had Monroe.
Yes.
Chris, did you?
You could have had more.
Did you tweet anything?
I didn't know. I didn't know.
You don't got your ears to the street.
I'm not.
At the time, I only had 900.
I'm not a force. It wouldn't have mattered.
There's no excuse. There's no excuse.
You're right.
I think I did text you.
He might have texted me.
I did send a shout out for you on my podcast.
He did text you. Anyways, here's the thing.
I did not reach
out. You have a lot of people behind you, and I think tomorrow night is going to be a game changer for you. I think
I want 12.5 million people watching.
That's not going to happen, but I think at least 300,000 people will watch this.
You get some Twitter followers off it.
If it's 300,000, I'll be pissed.
Well, no, you're going to be mad then, because I think it's going to be around that.
No, but it's going to be more.
A little Kev, you
2.5 million.
I'd say no, I'm maybe 100,000.
Stop with the points.
8 million.
He
don't even know what the point means. No. He's just saying it.
8.5.
I really do think tomorrow a lot of people that don't know who the fuck you
are.
8.5.
8.7.
All right, 8.7. 87,000 people.
No.
So listen, I think a lot of people will actually be turned on to your comedy. And people that don't know you because they don't see you do a whole set, comics and the industry is going to be like, oh shit, yes, he's really fucking funny. They know about you, they know of you through other famous people, but
you,
they're
fine. No, you watch your mouth, man.
No.
Don't try to trash me. Why? What kind of technique is that?
I mean, you're great, but no one knows you now.
I mean, that's right, and I already know.
You're unknown.
You've been standing next to the right person for years.
Listen, dude.
You son of a bitch.
I did not mean to say it like that.
Yeah, you did.
No, the truth came out weird.
Do it in your Artie voice. That'll clear it up.
All right, listen, we're going to take a break. I got to fucking read some ads.
I gotta pee.
You have to pee?
Oh, so bad.
Okay, we're going to take a break. So everybody watching live, stay tuned. We're going to play some music from a great new band that Gabe, what's the name of them?
The band name is Zova, X-O-V-A, from a reggae band from England.
There you go. So you guys, thank you for sending that music in. You guys have music, your band that you want us to play during the breaks and in the live broadcast, send them to Deepu. What's your email?
Just find me on Twitter at R2Deepu, and please let it be good.
What?
Deepu?
Deepu. That's his name.
Throw the rag.
Your real name?
That's his real name, Deepu. That's his name.
Pakistani.
That's hilarious.
He's R2Deepu.
That's his name.
It means Charles in English. All right, get my Bible.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All
right, that should have been Chris's name.
We'll be
back. That was good. That was good.
We'll be back right after these commercial messages. Hey, what's up, YKWD fans? Check it out. Here's the deal. You ever wonder why razors are so expensive? Well, I'll tell you. It's because they are loaded with all this shave technology that you don't need. Vibrating handles, 19 blades, a laser pointer, compass, thermometer, back scratcher, right here on my chin. See that scrape? That's from the 6th blade, the 19th blade on the back. To get, I don't know what the fuck for. I was just trying to maneuver it around, and it cut my chin off. Friggin' crappy knife. Why do you need 6 blades? One on the back. Stupid, okay? You don't need any of it. And it's not fair to make me pay for it. That's why it costs so much money to get these razors, because it has so much crap on it you don't need. So I was sick of paying for those things. So you know what I did? I made the switch to DollarShaveClub.com. That's right, DollarShaveClub.com. Com delivers amazing razors and grooming supplies for a couple bucks. It's simple and smart. It takes 2 minutes to get going, and then you'll never have to worry about razors again, ever. DollarShaveClub.com gives you a free handle right out of the box, and then they send you replacement blades for just a few bucks, and you can get the blades delivered every month, every other month, whenever you want it. Your blades arrive like clockwork. So stop squeezing weeks out of one friggin' dull razor. Just start treating yourself to a fresh blade every time you want. Believe me when I tell you, the DollarShaveClub.com blades are fantastic. I'll never, ever, ever have to worry about shaving again. And it's as close shave as I ever got, okay? My wife uses them. It's great for her legs because she shaves her legs, her armpits. She gets to use them. We have two handles. Do me a favor. Upgrade to the smarter way to shave. Get your shave gear where I get mine. DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly right now. Go there. Shave time. Shave money. DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. That's DollarShaveClub.com/Kelly. Make sure you guys, we have a donation page on the on the website, if you want to donate, that's great. I want to thank Ian and everybody who donates to the all that money, whatever that is, goes back into the show. And I want to thank you guys for using the Amazon link on the page and tweakedaudio.com. If you go to tweakedaudio.com and buy some headphones for traveling in the house, your iPhone mic, not mic, excuse me, they have amazing headphones for a very cheap price. And if you go there right now and use the code word what?
Dude.
You get 33% off. That's right, 33% off. And you get free shipping and a lifetime limited warranty. TweakedAudio.com, amazing headphones at an amazingly low cost. And 33% off if you use the code word DUDE on the way out. I want to thank everybody who's buying my special, pre-ordering it. It's at RobertKellyLive.com right now. You can go there. If you listen to this podcast and you haven't bought my special from RobertKellyLive.com, the pre-order, you're a fucking piece of crap. That's all I'm saying. You should be ashamed of yourself. Ashamed of yourself. So if you haven't bought it yet, it's $5, a minimum donation. Go there, put your bank card in. So stop buying a thing of Diet Coke or some gum and get my special. Unedited, longer, extended version. I say fuck every fucking other sentence with no beeps. Go there right now, RobertKellyLive.com, and buy my special. And also, there's T-shirts up on the merch page of Riotcast. You go to Riotcast.com, check out all the amazing shows. We have 17 shows now. We are the biggest fucking podcast network on the East Coast. And we have the best shows. And I have my new T-shirts up there, Robert Kelly Live from the Village Underground. If you want to go buy it, you can go to the merch page at riotcast.com and order it there. I want you to really go check out my friend Keith Robinson's special this Saturday night if you're listening live. And if this is coming out on Monday and it's already passed, go to Comedy Central On Demand and you can watch his special and you can watch my special whenever the hell you want. So make sure you spread the word about that. And we are back right now.
You're listening to Robert Kelly's...
Do you know what?
Podcast on Riotcast.com.
One second. All right. We're back. I actually didn't have my mic on. What the fuck's that all about?
If only.
You know what, dude?
I don't like that Deepu, the first slam he's ever got on the show to me, which was a pretty good one. I mean, didn't think about it. Keith was doing a Kevin Hart on the phone. You two fucking assholes didn't even know what to do. Like, you don't even listen when he talks.
Froze like a champ.
I mean, what the fuck? I thought it was good, Deepu.
Thank you very much. It's a reputation thing. They don't know who I am, so they're not going to give me a laugh, probably, right?
Oh. Listen, Akash. We know who you are.
Do you know?
That was good.
Do you know Deepu?
I don't know Deepu. I like Deepu.
He made fun of him because it's an Indian comedian named Akash. That's what he called him.
But do you know him? Do you know Deepu?
We've talked outside.
Yeah, I know Deepu, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I point to Chris, who works here every... Listen, this is how unfunny Chris is. This is how fucking... I point to Chris, who's worked with Deepu for the last, 5 months, right?
Yeah.
I go, you know Deepu? He looks at me like, yeah, of course I do. Like, I meant it. No, you... boo.
Ask me, do I know?
Do you know Deepu?
Hell no.
Do you want to know Deepu?
No.
You know Chris Scopo? You know Chris Scopo, though.
Yeah, I know. I know the name.
Yeah.
We know this Deepu.
Detective name. What, I know his name.
Well, Chris Scopo has a detective name?
Yeah, like a lead detective or some shit.
Lead detective?
Yeah.
Chris Scopo.
How you doing? I'm Officer Scopo.
This is my partner, Deepu.
Scopo and Deepu.
This Thursday. Bow, bow, bow. This on TNT, right after Steve Burns. Bow, Sullivan bow, and bow. Sons. Oh, shit. Oh, God. All right, so we're back. Do you want to sing? Do you want to sing some stuff? God, do you sing?
A little bit.
Let me hear a little bit. Let me hear a little bit.
Dude,
I'm serious.
Dude,
too much pressure.
I like that singing.
I'll sing words every now and then.
Do a little Diana Ross.
Do you know where you're going to?
Do you
gotta
know?
Hit it first.
That's
going?
A hard one.
You gotta hit it first. See that?
I like to sing like songs like folk singing
go ahead,
type thing.
Go ahead,
like,
sing something.
You left in the morning, I stared out the window and I think about where you might be.
That's pretty damn good.
I've written you letters that I like to send.
It calms us out.
You would just send one to me.
Yes.
Now I need you more than I needed before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows, 'cause you left me
just when I
needed you most.
All right.
You.
Gentlemen, thank you for tuning in.
We should leave right now.
I'd make my brown
folk
eyes
folk music's
blue.
101.
Yes. You wanted something more soulful, didn't you?
No, I like that. I like a nice folk tune. I like a folk tune.
A nice folky tune pisses me off, to be honest.
He hates folk songs.
It's a lot of soul
you don't like folk
music. It's a lot of soul
like
and folk.
No,
you
soul.
Like folk.
It's I don't soul like folk. Never
you like
folk.
That song.
It's heart and folk. It's not soul.
That song is a good song.
That's one of the best.
That's not a
not one of the best. What is it?
Just you and I.
What are we
talking about? Sharing our dreams.
Oh, I sweet like Jesus.
Can I just say, these are the songs that when she tries to cheer herself up because of where her career's at?
I'm doing pretty good, Robert Kelly.
To a cat.
I know you are. I'm kidding.
I know.
Just holding her cat down.
I do.
Stop trying to get away.
Squirming.
I do hold Billy very close to my
scratchy
heart.
With her hind legs.
I named my cat Bill Burr.
Did you really?
Just so I could feel good.
What?
Come here, Bill Burr. Come here, Billy.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
What the fuck does that mean?
She kidnapped a cat.
I used to have a crush on Billy, son.
You did?
Yeah.
You never had a crush on me. You like Billy and Artie.
I just proved your point. I said that
I'm
earlier.
I'm not in the middle of. I'm not somewhere in that.
You were too put together when she met you.
You're stable, man.
Billy's not.
Yeah, you're stable.
Yeah, Billy, I feel like I could take care of too in a way.
Yeah, I know.
That's
why you like Chris more than me, because Chris is broken.
Keith, you're getting mad. You didn't know I had a crush
on
Billy.
Chris is absolutely broken.
Broken. You get mad, Keith?
No, Chris, I can't.
She kidnapped her cat.
What are you talking about?
Marina, her cat, it wasn't her cat. It was a cat just roaming around in our apartment.
It was in
complex,
the building.
And she just.
You really did kidnap the cat?
And they put it, yes. And they put a sign up, hey, we're looking for this cat. And Marina
they put a
took
sign.
The cat.
They did not put a sign up.
Yeah, it was a sign.
I put a sign up.
It was made with crayon
for like
the little kid. Little kid who lost her cat.
So
she accidentally let it out by accident. And this fucking old lesbian, this lonely lesbian up there with her new friend.
I'm going to call you Billy.
I'm going to call you Billy.
I'm
going to call you Billy. Billy Artie.
I'm going to call you Billy, and I'm going to sing folk songs to you.
I'm going to call you Billy Artie Mario Cantone.
No, I really just always like telling Billy, I said, I named my pussy after you.
Oh, fuck.
You know what?
You know
there
what?
You go. I'm going to turn the mic off again. There you go. You're fucking off.
I
was very uncomfortable for some reason. I don't know why.
It was weird.
Yeah, right?
It was weird. Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm not going to lie.
Where's the bandana? Where's the bandana?
Right right here. I was
do me a favor.
Get your microphone.
Nah, get out of here, crazy cat woman.
Oh, God damn it. Was that a setup for a fucking shit? Fucking pussy joke.
No, it's not a joke. It's a real thing.
I'm
going to
have a bomb t-shirt made for you.
Yes.
All right,
Only got this once.
Jesus Christ. Well, you definitely got it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Just you and I.
All right, enough.
You can't win us back.
Yeah, you can't win us back.
You can't. You lost the crowd. You absolutely lost the crowd.
What? Naming my pussy Billy is not a good thing to say. It's just a real moment. It was just something.
All right, let's go to the chat room real quick. What do we got in there? We'll go to Deepu's chat room, and then I want to go to my chat room, okay?
Okay. Is Deepu's chat room the ISIS chat room? No.
A good joke is a good joke.
Yeah,
that was good.
You laugh at
that. That was pretty good. The beheading people in his chat room. No, what I'm saying, he handpicks good ones, and then I go right to what the first thing is in the real chat room, real time. So go ahead. What's yours?
All right. We have a couple of things. Roger Dodger says, Keith sounds like Kermit with big balls.
Boo.
Now go to mine. Go to mine. The last thing that was said.
Scott Bender says, "How did they get Samuel L. Jackson from Die Hard with a Vengeance?"
That's
great. That's not me.
Oh, that is good.
That's good. That's good.
Bobby's chat one.
What do you mean, man?
Nothing. All right, what do you got in yours? What
hey,
you
Zeus.
Deepu chat, what do you got?
Fuck Yo TV says, the contrast between cotton and Scopo hurts my eyes.
That's good.
Oh, that's hilarious. Fuck.
Ah, shit.
You gotta do a buddy cop.
That really is good.
Me, you, and Deepu.
They really have to look like a negative. All right, what do you got in the Bobby chat?
Keith looks like that one black guy that wasn't blessed with rhythm or dunking abilities.
Ooh. Boo. Your chat room stinks, Deepu.
No, that's mine.
Oh.
I actually like that one.
I didn't like that one.
I just don't like the Deepu Reddit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Lori CS says, yo, Keith, props on Cop Show. Pretty good acting chops.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, yeah, what do you think, Bob? You're not the only guy that can act.
But once he said chops, discredited.
Wait a minute. Why are you saying that like I've said that?
Because you looked at me.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
Look
at your face.
All right, I did look at it. When she said that, I was a little shocked.
Bobby, do a monologue from Law & Order when you was the...
When you were the rapist.
The repair man. No, he never was an actual villain. He was always like a...
I've never been a villain.
He's always been like
I've been a cop.
Yeah.
I was a cop. I was a guy who... A garage guy.
I remember the garage
I was
episode.
A villain. No, I was a villain once.
No, you were a suspect, but you weren't... You
I was
weren't
a
him.
Suspect with a hat. Remember the hat?
Yeah, I remember. I watched this much Law & Order. I remember all
and he pushed my face against the window of the mm-hmm. pizza store in Brooklyn.
Stabler.
Nobody washed it. And I literally was like, he's mushing my mouth. And I'm like, right when they yell cut, I go, dude, look, at there's a lot of smudge marks on here. And you just made me lick them all.
He just sent you the crafty.
Christopher
you
North
shut up.
Went, what are you going to do? I went, absolutely nothing, sir. I'll go back to my honey wagon, put my head in the wall, take a shit in the fucking the Desi shit trailer. All right, Keith, you really did do a good job, actually. I was very surprised.
Why were you surprised, man?
What do you want, a compliment or not?
I was surprised, too, actually. I saw it. I didn't, even when I've worked with you before, I played your wife, and I was surprised.
You played my wife, and you know
and you were tired. You had no sleep.
I'm going to third. I was surprised.
Was that on Trainwreck? You guys played your wife?
We're all surprised.
No, that was on Jermaine.
We are on Trainwreck, but this was previous. No, it was on Jermaine's initial.
Are you married in Trainwreck?
We were together on train wreck. We're always in a relationship.
We were together on train wreck too, baby.
All right, what else you got in the chat room?
James.
Yeah, go ahead.
James Pasqui says, what do you guys think about Murphy not doing the Kaz sketch on SNL 40?
Wow, that's a question for you guys.
Don't really care. He doesn't owe it to anybody.
Yeah. I'll tell you what he does owe us.
What?
Something.
A joke, something.
Yeah, joke.
Comedy.
Walk out and be funny a little bit. Everybody,
he got his feelings hurt.
Hang on one second. He walks out. It's Eddie fucking Murphy. Mm-hmm. He walks out for the first time in how many years? Okay, he said he's going to do it. Now, everybody's doing funny shit. You can, Eddie, you're funny.
Something.
Go be for a second. Just come out and go, this is bullshit.
Well, he did
oh, this
have
is
that
fucked
one
up.
Moment where he was like, come on, cut to commercial.
Yeah, but that, no, I don't think that was a moment. I think that was real.
Oh, that was real.
I don't think that was a moment of being funny. That was like, you told me you would cut after I said, I'm just saying thank you and nice and fuck off. I'm not doing any dumb shit. Mm. So cut. And they didn't. They kept going and they tried to fucking fuck him. And he was like, cut. That's it, motherfuckers. Fuck you. But it's like, Eddie, what the fuck, man?
He's like untouchable.
Chris Rock comes out and gives a monologue and is funny in the monologue to bring out Eddie Murphy. He didn't have to be funny for that. You know, he could have just read, look, this next guy is the motherfucker. He's the guy, blah, blah, blah. He could have been sincere and nobody would have gave him
but
shit.
But is it because they asked him to do the Cosby scene that he refused
nope.
to be funny?
No, look, man, you can't refuse to be funny as a comic. You are funny. That's it. You are looking for the funny. You're always looking for the opportunity to be
nervous.
Funny.
What if he was just nervous?
Okay.
He was nervous.
He was nervous.
He just didn't want to do it.
I'm saying.
I agree. I at least say
with,
that.
Like scared to, like, because all
funny.
Those guys, yeah, scared like, man, do I still have it?
Yeah.
Am I still like
wait a minute. Are you talking about you or are you talking about Eddie Murphy?
You son of a bitch.
I'm just saying. I don't know if...
No, I'm talking about Eddie Murphy.
Well, he hasn't done stand-up, right?
He hasn't done stand-up. He hasn't, you know...
Look, man, funny's
Murphy's
funny.
Amazing. No, but I'm just saying, all those guys
Murphy
are going
is,
for it.
He is one of the funniest guys
yeah.
in our lifetime. In our lifetime. Yeah. Over generations, he's still funny. Maybe he did get nervous. Maybe he got fucked up
with the Oscars. He was supposed to do the Oscars
two,
something.
2 years ago. Yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe
he can't do.
Cool is the enemy of funny. You know, I was saying in the beginning when you start taking sexy photos, One thing little Kev doesn't forget is he makes fun of himself, and he's still goofy, and he's still silly, and he's trying to be funny most of the time. You know what I'm saying? When you're sitting there trying to, when you're taking yourself too fucking serious, is when you lost the ability to be funny. When you think you're sexy and you give a shit too much what people think of you, you know, I think that's when you're not funny. When you walk out there, you can be nervous. If he said, "I'm fucking nervous," we all would have went, "Ha," I'm fucking laughed.
Yeah. But maybe he was scared to perform, I'm saying.
The most confident guy to ever be on SNL.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Not you.
Train wreck.
The most confident guy to ever host at the Cellar. Listen.
No, Artie is out of commission.
There it is. That's a good one.
That hurt. You son of
I
me.
Love you, man.
That hurt. Like
Artie was pretty confident.
Artie, he's been doing your purse joke.
Wow.
Where's that? Throw that.
Wow. God damn it.
Put that in.
Actually, you can take that.
Yeah. Wipe that shit off your body.
We're not even going to use that anymore because of you. You just take that with you. All right, now, listen, it bothered me because I was so out of anything of that night, I was waiting for that moment. I was waiting for that moment and for Colin Quinn to fuck up a teleprompter read, which he really just... How do you fucking... Listen, how do you have a fucking joke about being a mushmouth and then fuck
and then
that
mush it up.
And mush it up?
But he looks so adorable, even when he messes things up. You could still love him.
I know,
for
Marina, we get it. You got to go. Colin Quinn.
Do you fuck homeless people?
No, I don't want to.
Can I have some change?
She got brown spots on the bed.
I don't want to.
Hey, lady, do you have any wine or whiskey? No, but I'll suck your dick.
That's funny.
I think that he I don't want to say this like you owe us more. I expected it when he walked out. Every stand up or every comedic actor that walked out on that stage tried to do something funny. It didn't all work, but they tried. He walked out.
Steve Martin.
I think he was just seriously offended.
Some did, some didn't, but he walked out and said some Oscar shit. It's like, you're Eddie Murphy, man. Say something
really
stupid.
I really think Eddie is scared that he's not funny anymore.
I think he was taking a... It was a political move because of the whole... They asked him to do that sketch with Cosby. He said no. He didn't want to kick him.
Yeah, but
you,
that
down.
Wasn't that last minute. He knew that day. He was
but
like,
that's
no.
That's why he probably chose not to be funny.
Look,
I mean, he makes decisions like that.
Listen, no. You don't make decisions. When you're funny... You're funny.
But then he didn't.
You're funny when fucking you get shot. You're making jokes in the ambulance going, oh, shit, that's a hole. It makes a hole. Whatever the fuck you do.
Not a good joke.
Well, maybe
not
he
a good joke, but
that's Rodney Dangerfield.
There's a goddamn, I got no respect. She shot me. There's a hole in me.
Dangerfield. It's all going to shit now.
Is this what the priest means when you're holy?
That was so bad it was good. That was,
but what I'm saying, that's not a decision. You, look. When you walk out as Eddie Murphy and you are just naturally that funny, and he is.
You don't think he's lost it?
I don't know.
Maybe he thinks he lost. His confidence is not
I like agree with both of y'all. I think that he should have tried, but I also agree that he maybe was scared.
Yeah, but he can't do stand-up anymore because if he does one set, it's going to be all over Twitter, Facebook, so he could bomb.
I wasn't asking. I don't care about a stand-up. I don't do stand-up ever again. That's fine. But you can still be you. When he walks out, he's funny.
What if he's just a dick at home? What if he's not that
you
funny
think?
Anymore? What if
that's what? That's why it's like scary to me. I don't want to find out that this guy is
just
turned
serious.
Into some serious book reading scared.
Shia LaBeouf.
That'd be the best.
Yeah, like
that'd be the best hacking of a video though ever. Huh?
He's still acting.
I mean, he can act, but he's a dick.
Here's the thing. How do you know?
I mean,
you don't know that. You're TMZ
says.
Oh, fuck off. I think, but it just sucks because Eddie Murphy's my favorite, man. Him and Pryor were my favorite. Because
everybody's top five.
But Eddie, for some reason, to me, was more because he did characters and he did these people and he acted really good. And then in his movies, he had this, I'm telling you, I forgot he was black. when
Whoa.
He was.
Whoa.
No, because of the jeans. He wore Levi's when all black guys were wearing them. No, but he really did. I never looked at his movies as a black or it was black, just
I get what you're
he yeah. he was out. Look at me. You look at Beverly Hills Cop. Great. You look at his fucking seriously. Look at the clothes he wore. Look at what he dressed. He dressed like a cop. He didn't dress like a black cop. He just like a cop in Detroit, and his acting and his ability and his charisma. I never looked at that movie as a fucking black dude. Or a black movie or a black guy. I always look at that movie was just.
How does a black cop dress?
You look at
baggy jeans.
Yeah,
Dolomite.
Don't put his gun in a
holster.
Look at
Ice-T. Look at Ice-T.
Yeah, man.
His badge on a gold necklace outside his shirt.
Hey, man.
A leather vest.
Timberlands. You gotta have Timberlands on.
Yeah.
Yeah, one nipple hanging out.
He don't dress like one of those black cops. Yeah.
Look at Will Smith in Bad Boys. That's what I'm talking about. No, but he's just so good at everything he does, and I was just like, fuck. Will Smith is funnier than him in an interview.
To be honest with you, Golden Child would have bombed if anybody else did that movie.
Let me tell you. Who's got the knife? Knife.
It's a great movie.
One scene, I'll fucking remember that forever, when he's like, who's got the knife?
My favorite part. There's a ground. There's no ground. That's the best scene.
Golden Child was fucking great. It was a shit.
He doesn't have it anymore.
He has it.
I don't think he knows.
He probably let too many people get in his head, too.
Who?
You don't know.
Who?
Just his yes men, and then they.
I don't think he has. Do you think he's?
Everybody got yes men.
Can I say something? Look, man, you can't look. Not everybody's going to be Chris Rock, Louis, Billy, Patrice. Okay, there's a.
Damn right.
It depends on how that special goes.
He's on the other side of my point. He's the one I want to listen to this point. Look, not everybody.
Keith, listen up, Keith.
Listen.
What do you want? What do you got? What do you got, Bob?
You got some pointers for you.
Yeah, Bob, what do you got?
No, for me and you both. I don't know about these two. We don't know about them yet. But listen, what I'm saying is not, you can't, because you're not Eddie, because you're not the motherfucker anymore, you're not Chris Rock, or you're not the latest, funniest motherfucker, you can't not try, or you can't let that affect you in any way when you were the funniest motherfucker.
Here's the thing. Eddie Murphy, the guys that you name, is not in Eddie Murphy's atmosphere.
Yeah. Chris Rock?
Chris Rock.
Right. He's not Eddie Murphy.
I agree with that.
Eddie Murphy.
Why?
You know who's up there with Eddie? Like fucking Murray? Bill Murray is next to Eddie. Like he's with legends. He's a legend.
Okay.
A comedic actor.
Bill Murray was funny.
Right. Yeah, he went there. He
but
Bill Murray. Didn't give
but you know why? Why?
Because Bill Murray is a comic, and he's always
why?
There's
why?
Of
why?
Meeting him at McDonald's
why?
And
why?
Fucking love Bill Murray.
Because he doesn't take himself too fucking serious.
I agree.
Yes, I think that he could take himself too serious, but I'm just saying, it's just Murphy is Murphy's that guy. It's like Murphy's the biggest guy in the room. He's the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah,
he is.
There's
nobody in that room bigger than Murphy.
Yeah, he is. But it's like, you're going to lose people, I believe, when we haven't seen you be funny in a while.
He can't.
What was the last movie he did? Exactly.
Tree and Dying.
Maybe?
No, that one with the tree dying. Thousand Words.
1,000 Words.
Oh, that movie. Oh, shit.
But Norbit was good.
Not everyone liked Norbit.
Norbit was fucking 2001, dumb dumb.
No, the Living Tree thing was
Living
Tree. When was the Living Tree? That was a while ago.
I would say maybe 2011.
But he don't
1,000 Words.
I mean, let's be honest here. If he loses 2 million,
what is it?
If he loses 2 million fans, he's still good. He still has another fucking 50 million fans.
I'm just saying, as one of his biggest fans.
What you mean, like, weight-wise?
You want more.
I was going in.
You
fucking set that up.
That was
easy.
You can't go there.
2012.
Told you.
Yeah. Who was it?
I know my Eddie.
1,000 Words. And then Norbit. Was he Norbit?
Norbit was early 2000s.
Keep Norbit where it is.
Norbit was 2006 or 2005.
I just think that it sucked for me because I was sitting there. I was like, oh my God, this is my moment. I get to see Eddie be funny again. And he walked out and went, thank you. This is like being in high school. And all right, cool. Thanks. And I was like, "What? No."
Eddie probably went back. I let. Bobby
Maybe he
off.
Thought the high school line down. Was funny.
Did he go? To, did he say that? You think?
He said Eddie was like, "I let Bobby down. I can't believe." It.
But maybe he but thought right. that high school line was funny. What if he thought it was? But like, this will get him. And we were
you know,
like,
you know, when you go for that first chuckle, you don't get it. It hurts,
bro. I'm fuck you, motherfucker. You fuck you. You
you agree, right?
You both. He's agreeing with him. Don't do the agree.
He's black. He's black. You're white.
Thank you, sir.
Norbit, is that the way it is?
That's why we made it.
You are outnumbered today.
We just made it
that way. If I walked down his neighborhood, he would shoot me.
Hang on one second, guys. Guys, hang on one second. Depot, take us outside.
He took his watch off and told Depot to move it.
Depot gonna put a bomb in it.
We all leave it in Times Square.
Yeah. You are right, though. Of all from the shows to not do it on.
What?
Mm-hmm. Of all the shows to not be funny on, this was the moment.
Dude,
for
this
him
was.
To
when
do
he,
it.
When he came out, he owned that stage.
Can
when
I
he
say
came out for
when
that
he walked out
second, that's 10 seconds. He owned that. I was, oh, he's going to be hilarious right
out,
now.
Here it is. Here it is. Here's the moment. Here's the moment in your life. You come back to SNL. It's the 40th anniversary. The world is watching, okay? Every funny motherfucker going right now is on that show. I mean, really, every funny motherfucker that is legit making it is there, okay?
That's scary.
Seriously, it's crazy. And then you walk out, and you're the guy everybody's looking at.
That's a scary
and you walk
thought.
Out, and the doors open, and the world's just sitting there waiting for you to be funny. And you gave a fucking acceptance speech. And we're like, and then they go, all right, take it easy. And we're like, no, what? Fuck. It's like, wait a minute. I'm never going to get that moment back. Yeah. We're never going to get that moment back. That buildup, that expectation, that holy shit. How long has it been? Yeah. And he's here. And then he walks out. And you have every writer in the world at your disposal. Every funny motherfucker you could have called and said, what should I do? I'm thinking of this or I'm thinking of that. What about this? What about that? They want me to do Cosby. Fuck, I ain't doing that. Something else. You have all the SNL writers.
Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was huge too.
He could have done a second of anything, but he didn't.
Of
he
Gumby
would not
or whatever. But
he could have done
I
anything.
Believe.
He was too cool for school.
No, I don't think that. I just think either he was scared or something about Saturday Night Live.
You think he was scared of
the Davis? No, I just think he was over it. He's over this. He didn't want to do it.
The David Spade.
He's done with
thing.
It.
That's interesting.
Yeah. What was the David Spade thing?
When they did when David Spade used to do the thing with that sketch.
A fallen star.
Yeah, the fallen star thing. When he do the little sketch and he used to bust on people when they showed the picture. The fallen star thing.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. He's fuck him for that. I mean,
that's a little bit childish. Come on.
Well, it's first of all, it's Eddie Murphy, and I look. Any star that goes that fast, people hate. Okay? We all have done it. Unless you like the person, you know, what Patrice used to say, what's good for you is good. Unless he's your friend. You know little Kevin. But you know there's comics that hate that motherfucker right now. Yeah. Because he's so fucking... It seems like it happened overnight. You know, Pete Davidson, he's fucking on SN. People, look it. That's just this business. People make it quicker, some real fast. Yeah. But if you think for a second that the work they have to do is any less when they get there, you're out of your fucking mind. Because they still have to perform. You
still
know what I mean? They still got to do the fucking work. And little Kev still has to fucking be funny when he goes on stage or when he goes on a Tonight Show. When he goes,
he's
got to
be funny always.
He's got to be funny all the time. He's got to keep doing it. So it is a hard thing, but people do hate that. But, you know, Eddie Murphy, man, he is a motherfucker. So for that guy to trash him like that is stupid. It's like, dude, it was some weird, I don't know. It was like, dude, that guy's untouchable. He's a made man. Mm-hmm. Murphy's a made man. Mm-hmm. And as a comic, keep your mouth shut unless you're up there with him.
Right.
You know what I mean? That was kind of like, fuck you.
It's like looking at Eddie Murphy. Eddie, that's what I think. I think Eddie... He has a lot of things with SNL, too. A lot of bad feelings with him. And the littlest thing could set him off. And he's like...
Did he leave in a bad way?
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about this? Jim Brewer wasn't there. Where the fuck was Jim Brewer?
Brewer was there.
Yeah, was he?
He was in the audience. Yeah.
But he didn't do anything?
No, he just was in the audience.
But Jim Brewer was, at the time when he was on, was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Jay Moore wasn't there.
Jay Moore wasn't there?
I didn't see Jay Moore at
Why
all.
Why the fuck was he not there?
Do you know for a fact that he wasn't there?
I didn't see him in the audience. I didn't.
Well, he wrote that book about behind the scenes.
Yeah, maybe he wasn't.
So maybe that.
It was
maybe
like $1 trillion in that audience.
Who?
It was like $1 trillion in that audience.
They had that one woman. She couldn't even be in the room. She had to be in the
who?
The extra room.
Who?
The one who has all the crazy political views.
The blonde chick.
He wants to help
she's
you with
like,
this?
I don't know her name.
I mean, you can't bring her up and then not know who she
You know that
was it
chick?
Sia? Was it the singer Sia? Who the fuck?
Yeah. All you have to do is think for a second and then come up with a name. And then
is she older or younger?
Was she on SNL?
She was on SNL.
Lorraine?
She had the high voice thing and she had like gonna, crazy...
Is this a game
TV?
Show we're on?
Was she, oh, she's guess the girl that, who did Pat?
Guess the SNL yeah. star.
She's the girl who did Pat, right?
Yeah.
You look marvelous. Billy Crystal.
Oh,
I was doing
Jesus.
The guess the... Okay, nice. I got sucked into her shitty vortex. Yeah, fuck. I know you're talking about. She's the it's the blonde girl.
Yes,
it's
the blonde.
It's the I don't like Deepu
you know
had the bomb
like
thing on my face already.
That was good.
Go fuck yourself, Deepu.
Julia Sweeney?
Yeah, Julia Sweeney. She's
that's
a very...
It.
She's religious. Very religious, right? Very religious and political. Yeah,
they had
yeah
to put her
we'll
in another room.
That. We'll
an
go with that.
Room.
No, she is. She's very really. Her, she's out of her fucking.
Game.
She's out of her fucking mind. Basically,
I mean,
she lost her fucking brain. She was on the show for a minute back. I think in the 80s, 90s, that weird time
she did
of
that,
SNL.
The character Pat. When you didn't know if it was a girl
she
or a
do
guy.
Pat. That wasn't her. That was not her. That
oh,
was
that's
a brunette.
Not the girl. That's not the girl.
No, it's not her.
One thing for sure, we can know that Eddie's thinking himself now. He's absolutely in his thing. He knows that people like. Disappointed.
Yeah.
So maybe Murph will come back and go, yo, fuck that. I'm not finished yet. Now I can show you guys or whatever.
No, I don't think he gives a shit. I don't think he cares.
Every comic
can
has
I say
that
something?
In him, that
can I say
competitive spirit
this,
in him.
I think, what's your name again?
Chris.
Chris Scopo.
Yeah.
I think Chris. Chris, you have a, he might have a point.
He's a shit.
Well, look, man, when you got so much money that you know that it's never, you're never going to want again. And then you're sitting around doing your shit, and you kind of get into your days, what your day consists of, with your kids and your family, and you're kind of just doing your shit. And then all of a sudden, you have to. I don't really need to do that anymore. For what? For more money? I don't need more money.
No,
my kids don't need my kids' kids don't need money.
So the same reason all the rest of them did perform.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Because they want at it. They want in hard.
I don't think
can
Eddie
I give
might
you
not have it. No, he might
maybe
Eddie doesn't have the drive. He don't care yeah. anymore.
But that's what's going to give you the drive because people are going at him. They're going at him hard.
Well, they're not saying he's not funny.
I don't think he cares. Yeah, I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he doesn't
I mean,
read
no
that
one
shit.
Can go back on his specials.
They hear it. Everybody hears it. Everybody know when they did something. Everybody know. Like me, the millionaire that I am, I'm still hair hanging out.
Jesus Christ, man.
What?
You drive a Ford.
But that shows you I'm a millionaire. I bring it down.
Bring it down to what?
Ford.
Listen,
he's an American. You're American.
You're
guy.
Not even a...
proud to be an American.
That's it. He stays there.
You're not even a thousandaire.
I'm absolutely a thousandaire.
No, you're not.
Absolutely.
How many thousands you got in the bank?
Probably, over 100.
You have 100,000 in the bank? Yeah. Lend me some money, motherfucker.
Yeah, take that.
I need a Toro money, electric snowblower. Here's the deal. What I'm saying is, like, I moved up, and this is a this is, I know it's way off.
I know. Don't say it then.
No,
say
I'm gonna
it.
Say
I
it.
I want to hear this short shit.
When you get. When I moved up to Westchester, got the house, got the driveway, got
can
the car.
Can you not compare your life to Eddie Murphy's life?
It's
I was
all
fucking
relative.
Around. It's not.
When I eat Doritos off my stomach, I'm out.
Hey, man. I know exactly what Murphy's going through. Shut your mouth.
When I was eating my Little Caesars pizza watching the SNL 40. the new bacon wrapped one.
This is how fucked up. I cut my fingernails today in the shower, and when your stomach's wet, you can actually cut your fingernails and leave the clippings on your stomach, and then when you're done, you scoop them off your stomach and throw them in the trash.
Marina's face of shock.
Marina's face.
A face of shock.
You got no shower Marina anymore. That's
I don't
it.
Even can explain to you what just happened to my body. Disgusting.
I swear to God, because I just cut them. I had my fingers like this, and I was cutting them and putting the fingernail on my stomach, and it would stick because of the wetness. And then when I was done, I just scooped them off. I call it fat science.
You know what it is. Marina's panties just fused with her body just now.
My cowhead fucking.
Just like me.
We're talking about fat science. He taught me about fat science. Fat guys know. You know shit.
That's not something I can take care of.
What's that?
I couldn't take care of you.
Here's the deal.
You're untakeable.
Here's the deal. My point is that you can get comfortable at your house. When you get when you get when you don't have to go in the city and do that spot on the
but
Monday,
you have
Tuesday,
to go to the city.
Listen to me, Kelly. Well, listen to me carefully.
But Eddie Murphy looks like he's still in shape.
No,
he still looks good.
Yeah, but here's what's pissing me off about Bob. When you're in a house, you know what? Here's the difference between you and Murphy now. Murphy has a bowling alley,
a movie theater,
a gym
that he uses.
That he uses. Oh, you motherfucker.
He gets new equipment each year.
Indoor, outdoor pool.
His own equipment.
He
Eddie Murphy
have
on
to
it.
Leave. You have to leave your
My
house.
My point being is that you can get very comfortable.
It's a very loose point.
I said that at the beginning. It's very loose. My point being is that you can get very comfortable.
No, you should get comfortable in that house.
My belt buckle's digging into my stomach. Oh, shit me. Listen, what I'm saying is you can get very comfortable, all right? You get very comfortable.
Sitting in your half-leather chair.
Sitting in your recliner rocker.
Well, you know, your IKEA furniture. You get really
comfortable.
Ray Moore and Flanagan, motherfucker. Ray Moore and Flanagan.
Oh, my,
listen, we're going to wrap this fucking thing up.
Yeah, you should, Bob.
Bob slide into a beating real quick. I gotta wrap this up. You got stuff to do.
No, because you guys got to go at 6, right?
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up.
Listen, let's go to the chat room real quick, see what they had to say about the show. Deepu's chat room first.
All right. Laura CS says, Artie Lang is not sexy. I would go for Bob before Artie.
Who cares what she thinks?
I do, you motherfucker.
It's about my personal.
No, it's
preference.
About me. Thank you. Let's fucking shit. YKWD at riotcast.com. Send me pictures of your body. Go ahead.
Louis,
I just want to see.
That was great. I love that.
All right, go ahead. Well, we got in my chat. Go to Bobby's chat. The top of it, the top.
Sokum Wiz says Triple G tomorrow. Nice. See, it doesn't make any sense.
No, but read the top one.
I just read the top one.
No, this one, I can see it. It's not the top.
In my list?
Yeah, go the other list.
Okay, James Pasqui says, is Marina in the new Ghostbusters?
She's sliding.
I'm
going
to say yes.
I ain't afraid no ghosts. What was that? What the fuck was that?
Cross dreams.
All right, listen, Keith.
Yes,
Keith,
sir.
Your special is this Saturday night at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Of the bus funny.
It was last Saturday.
Well, we're doing live. Oh. So I do it now to the people watching, you fucking mook.
80 of them, that's why.
What do you have?
There's 80 of them. That's why I said last.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that can watch your special
tonight
and spread the word. Everybody who's listening now, you spread the word. Make sure you retweet, tell people, get your people together, and tweet Keith at what's your
one Keith Robinson.
Yeah. What the fuck is that?
One Keith Robinson.
Dude, listen, this is my podcast, not
you're
yours.
Just saying one Keith Robinson.
You know what? If you don't watch it, I understand.
Trainwreck.com.
Stop. What are you plugging her? You're in it for 5 seconds.
Trainwreck.com.
I play a gay guy. I go, oh. All right, listen. Here's the deal. Make sure you watch it. And if you missed it this Saturday night, if this is coming out on Monday, go to Comedy Central right now. Go to their paper on demand and watch it. He is fucking one of the funniest guys in the game. He is one of the funniest guys in the at the barbecue or at the fucking
fuck him out, Uncle Earl.
Or at the table.
If you eat Hickory Flack, you want to be next to this dude.
At the hair salon. Yeah.
This motherfucker got away with Hickory Flack right at the end. I was literally doing this, and she went, hair salon, I got it. You know what?
Thank you, Marina.
Thank you, Marina. All right, dude, so here it is, man. Back of the bus
Back
funny.
Back of the bus funny. Keith Robinson, you heard me. Train wreck. Train wreck. Turn up. Is that how you say it?
Yo,
Back of the bus funny comedy on Fleek, my nigga.
Yes.
Fleek.
Hang on.
All you Fleek?
All you thotties, all you thotties out there, check it out.
If you guys who aren't watching the video of this, you're listening to the audio pod, they're all black. So it's cool. Fleek, I don't know what Fleek is.
I don't know what Fleek is.
Fleek's brand new.
Yeah, Fleek,
but my Fleek
on
be
point.
On Fleek all day.
He's on point.
It's not that right. new.
Marina,
it's
what do you got new. Besides a
check
great
me
podcast?
Out on Fleek.
What do you got? What do you got, Marina?
Train wreck.
I'm also, on oh. Fleek.
What do you want?
Oh, I'm also in train wreck.
Okay.
With Keith. I play his girlfriend
okay.
in that. And,
yeah.
And there's some other things up and coming, mm-hmm. so.
No, what do you have to promote right now, you right. fucking asshole?
Oh, just my podcast.
What
is
it?
Friends
well,
Like
keep
Us.
Keep fucking going with the name of it. What's
it's
the name of it?
Friends Like Us.
Friends Like Us, and where can you get it?
It's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes.
And it's also on SoundCloud.
They're very funny.
And we had sexy ass Artie Lang on our show.
Right.
So if you want to listen to that, we talk about his, you know, joke about sleeping with a black woman and, you know, the joke being like, I can't breathe. And so go to it.
All right.
Go to that episode and listen to it. It's fun.
Monroe, what do you got, buddy?
Why are you looking at me?
Besides hatred from Marina.
Why do you hate me?
When does this come out?
This comes out Monday, but we're live
Monday.
Right now.
Okay,
we're live
so
right now.
I'll be at the Laughing Skull Lounge next week.
Okay, cool.
Every Wednesday, watch Guy Code. And yeah, follow me on Twitter. I'm doing the road a lot now, so it's
cool.
Monroe Martin III.
Yeah, go check him out. A very funny guy. If
very
you see
funny.
Him in your area, spend right. the $8 and go check out whatever show he's doing.
It's
around.
Free. It's actually free. Yeah. Oh, I just paid a club to be there.
Yeah, just, hey, look on Groupon if you have the app. What do you got? What do you got, Chris?
At Cotton215 on Twitter.
What is it?
At Cotton215.
Okay.
Yeah,
he got that
on Twitter and Instagram, Center City Comedy Podcast, centercitycomedy.com. And plus, check me out every day on Artie Lang Uncensored Podcast.
You're the co-host.
Yeah. I'm not the co-host. It's my company, but I'm
the
guest co-host. On there all the
you're
time.
You're there all the time. All
right,
good.
Yeah. So he was right when you said
you're
a regular.
Me. I said you're a regular.
No, I'm a regular on Center City Comedy's podcast.
No,
and I'm a co-host on
that's
Artie
what
Lang's
he meant.
Podcast.
That's what he meant.
Is Center City...
those are the guys I brought in. Yeah,
we're
yeah.
going to have them all on.
Yeah, they're yeah. my homie. Yeah, they're funny as hell.
We're going to have them all
stop
on. We're going to do it.
Piggybacking Chris.
Listen, man. I'm excited to have them on.
Change your Twitter name to Born in a Toilet.
All right, so...
just not even creative.
Toilet Baby.
Marina, that's not even creative.
Follow me at Toilet Baby.
No.
Toilet Baby would be great.
Cotton 215.
My picture is a picture that somebody from the Artie Lang podcast submitted of a baby with my face on it just hanging out of a toilet.
That's great.
That's my new picture.
We'll call you Poop Kid.
I don't know about like, what is
at Poop Kid. At Poop Kid.
Take a vote. Tell them to tweet him. Like new name.
At Cotton215. Tweet
sorry.
Me.
With yeah, tweet Cotton. Tweet
at
him.
Deep Poop.
All right, Chris, what
deep
do I got?
Poop Baby.
1 second.
All right, so go to RobertKellyLive.com right now for me and buy my pre-order right now. My special that came out that I did by myself. Jim Serpico and Bobcat Goldthwait directed it. It's live from the Village Underground. We shot it right here in the West Village where comedy, as we know it today started, and I'm very proud of it, and it's $5 right now. Minimum donation at RobertKellyLive.com. T-shirts are at RiotCast.com merch table. You can go there, and my dates are as such.
March 6th and 7th, you're at the Arlington Draft House, Arlington,
yep.
Virginia.
Actually, I'm only going to be there the Saturday night.
Okay.
So I'm going to be there. So one night at Arlington Draft House. What else you got?
March 20th, Mahaffey Theater in St. Petersburg.
Yep.
That's
with Norton and your boyfriend, Artie Lang, and with Mike Calta, the Mike Calta Show, in the number one show in Tampa right now. So that's going to be a fucking great gig. What else?
March 27, 28, the Comedy Works in Albany.
Yeah, and I also just booked the Wisconsin Comedy on State in March, which is one of my favorite clubs.
Oh, it's a great place.
If you haven't been there.
There.
Yeah. Well, it's down a couple notches. No, I'm kidding.
I'm fucking kidding.
I heard how good you did.
I had a great.
I know.
Love that.
You
the
did.
The family is wonderful.
The family. It's run by the family: a father, a
they're
mother,
all Greek.
Two daughters, and the two daughters are so good looking, and they're nice. So it kind of you kind of like maybe they do they like me, and they don't. They just like they like you as a human, not as you know. Of course, nobody fucking likes Fat Bob. Fuck! I wish I was sexy.
You got
Bob
a wife.
Again. I know. Oh, yeah.
You want to be wanted. You want to be wanted.
You want
to be
wanted.
It's nice to be wanted.
I like to be. Thank you. Thank you, fatty. Only you knew that.
I'm on your side with this.
Thank you.
Nobody wants you, Chris.
People want me.
So here's the deal. I just booked that. That's going to be on robertkellylive.com. Please go to my website. Deepu, what do you got?
You can follow me on Twitter at R2Deepu on Twitter and Instagram. And you can check out my channel, twitch.tv/R2Deepu on weekends.
/ISIS.
It'd be funny if he really didn't like any of these jokes. He's ISIS laughing at you right now. Like,
they follow him on Twitter.
You go home, your Facebook doesn't work. Your Facebook has Kyle Cease on it. Scopo, what do you got, buddy?
It's at Chris Scopo on
Twitter. Can you be more positive at the end of this, please?
I got shows, but I'm not fucking headlining.
Yeah, but
so
it doesn't matter. Can you get people to follow? Nobody
let's make
wants
up some stuff.
You can meet
him. I got you.
LOL.
Hey, right, Chris, what did Scopo got?
Scopo, he's going to be at
the
Laughing Buddha. Laughing Buddha. He's middling.
Laughing Buddha.
He's going to be
for the Laughing Devil.
He's opening up for the opener.
I go on before the host, holding the crowd up.
You can catch him standing awkwardly next to the cellar table.
He's actually going to be headlining Monday through Tuesday at the Joker's Wild in New Haven.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No, I just lied. I made that up. That's not true.
Monday.
Fuck it. If they're open.
Somebody got to do it.
All right. Well, listen, man. I want to, Keith, congratulations,
thank you,
brother.
Thank you, Robert.
Back of the bus, funny. Back of the bus,
back
funny.
Back of the bus,
baby.
Shake
you got a bottle of wine or whatever.
We got your bottle of wine. You can take tonight.
I don't drink no more.
You quit?
Bullshit.
No.
Of course you didn't.
You're drinking in the car. I don't drink as much as
well, you can take that with you. How's that? You take that with you.
Thank you,
and how come not front of the bus,
Look at Marina's eyes looking at that.
How come not front of the bus, Funny?
No. You know about back of the bus. That's what everybody was funny was in the back of the bus.
Oh, so it's not. That's not like a blank thing.
No, it's a thing.
It's just like.
Bob, were you in the back of the bus?
Yeah.
I like that.
How'd I get you?
Yeah.
I was always in the back, getting beat up.
Could you grow
are
up
you trying
Chicago?
To get dates? Hey.
Check a dang dang.
All right, you guys are the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening to You Know What, Dude podcast.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Hey, what's going on? When you're ready to buy a car, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. Yes, TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear that they might overpay. Every day, TrueCar users receive negotiation-free guaranteed savings. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,221 off the MSRP. When you're ready to buy a car, just follow these three easy steps. First, download the TrueCar mobile app or go to TrueCar.com to find out what others paid for the car you want. Then register to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Third step is simple. Take your guaranteed savings certificate to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. With TrueCar, you can save time, save money, and never overpay. To see how much you can save on the car you want, simply download the TrueCar mobile app or visit TrueCar.com today.